is North Shore High School football on msonewsports.com. Tonight, it's a Division I MIAA playoff game as Malden travels to Peabody to take on the Tanners. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns. Tonight's game broadcast is brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. And tonight, enjoy live video coverage of the Beverly Gloucester game right at the Sylvan Street Grill. By Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go. Enjoy the local flavor, Honeydew Donuts. Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. Moore GMC of Danvers, serving the North Shore since 1969. 84 High Street. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. They're located in Lynn on Chestnut Street and on the web at harringtontrophy.com. By attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for all your estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, consistently Beverly's number one deli. The Lynn Museum, 590 Washington Street in Lynn. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance and complete peace of mind. The Porthole Restaurant, where you can try their award-winning clam chowder. They're on the Linway on the water. Lynn Auditorium, one of the premier entertainment venues in the state. This week they announced that Chicago will be at the Lynn Auditorium soon. And the Daily Item of Lynn and theitemlive.com, serving the North Shore since 1877. Well, hello everyone. Along with Tim Kearns, I'm Bill Newell for tonight's MSO News Sports Division I playoff game as Malden comes in here 5-3, Peabody 4-3 overall, 3-2 in league play. And both teams are coming off, Tim, probably their biggest wins of the year. Malden knocking off Everett, probably one of their biggest wins in many years. Although they were, I think they've been a playoff team. And the Peabody team with a strong win last week over Danvers in a game right here on msonewsports.com, 26-7.
Well, you know, certainly for Malden, Bill, finally getting the monkey off their back against Everett at a very critical stage in the season, needing the win to get into the playoffs, and coming up just absolutely huge against the Crimson Tide, has to just, you know, really inject with a new sense of confidence and purpose as a football team, that they can go out onto the field and play with anybody. Everett, you'd say, is probably not having the typical Everett season, but Everett is still a very dangerous team. St. John's has to play them again tomorrow. They're very leery of again, a Johnny DiBiase coach football team that has had their number in the playoffs a number of years. But for Malden, it's just that it was that ticket to the playoffs. It was the tickets here tonight to Coley Field to take on the Tanners. And again, you're going to see a team that's going to come out and play with a purpose. They're not going to be afraid of Peabody after knocking off Everett. And for Peabody, bouncing back after a couple of big losses, Doug Sanders got back on track with a big night in terms of yardage. And again, as he goes, so goes Peabody.
Well, also, in last night's Patriots game, Tim, now I know you were at the game, so you didn't watch the telecast, but they featured a little snapshot of Coach Joe Papagallo of Malden. He's their Patriots, I guess, Coach of the Week. And they mentioned the game in Peabody here tonight, last night, on the CBS telecast. So kind of a big shout-out, if you will, nationally, to this game here tonight.
Yeah, certainly that has to be, you know, quite a thrill for the kids to, you know, have their team mentioned coming to Peabody to play this game. And I actually did hear it. I was a guest of a friend's brother to attend the game.
Oh, that's right. You were in a luxury box.
We were in the, not a luxury, but we were in a club section. And it was. I mean, first time I've been up there, and I. Of course, there's all TVs all over the place in the club area, and it was just. I did hear that in the background. It's very crowded and very noisy, but I did catch that during the course of the broadcast. So certainly, for a local team to get that kind of national exposure is really, really something. I'm surprised they didn't mention the MSO would be covering it.
Yeah, there you go. Why? what's up with that?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, we have Coach Papagallo standing by here. He'll join us in just a moment from Malden High School. We'll also check in with Mark Betancourt from Peabody High School. And again, both teams coming off some very big wins last week. Also tonight, we'll keep you updated here on Channel B on all the games going on the North Shore, as many as we can. Plus, we do have Marty Smith live at Essex Tech tonight. He'll be calling in with some updated reports on the Danvers-Revere game. So that's the game you're interested in. You want some details on that, stay tuned with us right here on Channel B. We'll give you a lot of coverage on that game tonight as well here on the website. So on that note, what we'll do is we'll step aside. We've got the coaches coming up as part of our pregame show as we roll on from Peabody High School, from Coley Lee Field at Peabody High School, right off of Lowell Street in West Peabody, as both teams are out warming up, getting ready for tonight's game.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Keep coming, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite, eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
The pregame show is brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
We are joined by Joe Papagallo, head football coach at Malden High School, getting ready for Peabody this week in the first round of the MIAA playoffs. And, Coach, I got to start right off with your game last week. You beat Everett for the first time in, over 20 years for Malden. And tell us about that game. And, by the way, welcome. Welcome to our program.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been 24 years, actually, and I think it's 25 or 26 times because we played them four times the last 2 years due to the playoff format. Listen, I've been there since 2009. I was an assistant coach in 2005, so we've come close a couple times. So it was nice to finally get the monkey off our back. Our kids were well prepared. They had a great week of practice, and then they were able to implement the game plan. And you got to take your hat off to the student athletes because that's what it comes down to. That's why we all do this, I'm pretty sure, for the guys that are in between the lines.
Well, Joe, tell us about the some of the players that contributed last week, but I'm sure they're contributing throughout the year for you. And, if you were a scout kind of looking at your team, what would you tell me about Malden?
Well, I think defensively, we're probably one of the faster overall defenses. We don't have a lot of size. We've been the smallest team on the field in every game we played this year as far as stature. But we make up with it with some good, really good team speed. But we're fortunate we have a couple good singular players as far as individualistic players. That are being recruited by Division Ones. You would start off with number one, Jorgensen Exelholm, who was the fastest student athlete at the combine down at Gillette this year when he ran a 4.38 40 and also bench pressed 300 pounds. And, he plays slot and strong safety for us, and he's getting recruited by the likes of Villanova and a couple of other Division One schools. Also, his brother, Danley Exelholm, he's an inside linebacker and our starting running back. also getting recruited by a handful of Division I schools. Lincoln Ibanda, our tight end and defensive end, he's a really good player getting recruited by maybe not Division I schools, but, you know, he's getting looked at by Bentley and, you know, some of those type schools, et cetera. But, you know, overall, I think that we are team-oriented and family football-oriented, and we do everything as a family. So, you know, I picked out a couple guys, but ultimately it's been a team effort all year.
Well, tell me about Jared Martino, your quarterback. He's just a sophomore.
Yeah, you know, we started the year off with somebody else and just found that he wasn't quite getting the job done. And Jared had showed a lot of promise as a freshman last year and then was starting to pick the offense up really quickly this year. So his ability to, number one, run the ball, so we're a spread option team, so he can run the darn thing. But he also makes nice decisions on the run, and he's, and like I said, he grasps the offense. So he can get the ball into the hands of our talented athletes, and he's also a talented athlete. So it's been a good combination. Heck, he threw 8 touchdowns in, you know, 2 weeks, a few weeks back. So, you know, he's been an asset for sure.
Well, you know, you're actually kind of leading me to my next question, because I was looking at your scores, and there have been a number of games where you have scored a lot in your games, in your wins. So tell me about that. Is that, and yet on the other hand, too, there are teams that have defended you at times this year.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to be frank. We really haven't been stopped. We've really stopped ourselves, and that's hard for a coach to admit to, because ultimately it comes down, you know, to our ability as a coaching staff to prepare our student athletes. So, you know, we played Lawrence, for instance, and got shut out, but we had a bad day as far as penalties are concerned. We had 14 penalties in that game. 2 touchdowns called back, 9 first downs called back. So it was probably the most frustrating game I ever coached in, where we physically outmatched them, but just didn't put enough points on the board to stop them. So, you know, we felt like that was really us not being disciplined enough as a unit, you know. You know, and then the same thing at Malden Catholic, it's a 7-7 game. We snapped the ball over the punter's head with 30 seconds left, gave them a, you know, real short field, and they took advantage of the situation, defeated us. So, like to think we defeated ourselves a couple times. And then the CGEM game, we just came out flat out of the middle of nowhere. So all I can do is look in the mirror at myself and say, hey, coach, you got to do a better job. And we've been able to do that on occasion. And certainly if we can have our student athletes have that same emotional attachment to the outcome of this playoff game as we did to the Everett game, we should at least be competitive.
Well, I like that, coach, when you can defeat yourself. That improves your record, really, overall, doesn't it?
No, geez, it certainly does. But that's how we honestly feel about it. You know, I can give you some coaches and stuff. But
yeah, I know.
That's the fact of the matter.
No, I got you. Hey, last question or two on Peabody. So you're going to Peabody, renewing that GBL rivalry that you had years ago with Peabody. And is Peabody just Doug Santos, or how do you defend them?
Well, no, you know, they have a good overall team. Coach Betancourt's done a good job with them. We've scrimmaged them preseason the last couple of years. So, you know, we've measured ourselves against them, and I'm imagining they've done the same thing as a Division I North foe. You know, ultimately, yeah, it's Northeast Conference, GBL and all that, but we're really a 12-team Division I North, you know, conference at this point in time. And we've been pretty competitive with them. And but, you know, Doug is a good player. There's no doubt about it. And that's our number one priority, is to stop him. But, you know, I'm going to imagine you could stop him and still lose to them, because they have other good, talented athletes. You know, Mr. Daugherty's a pretty good player. And, you know, yeah, we got our hands full. And, you know, one more thing, they're not as big as all the other teams we played, but they appear to be just as quick as us. So, you know, that's going to be a different deal for us, is dealing with a smaller, quicker team.
Yeah, that's good insight. And, Joe, let me ask you anything else about Malden football that we should know heading into this game this weekend that I didn't ask you about.
Well, you know, I will tell you this. We all look at it as football games. I get the other end of the spectrum. I get to look at them as people, as human beings. One of the funnest years ever to coach, because of the student athletes with great attitudes, a lot of off-season commitment, great job helping out in the off season with Special Olympics and doing some other things here in the community. So not only are they able to play a little bit of football, but they're great kids, and that has made this fun.
All right, Joe, if you can hold on the line with me for just a second, but I'll wrap it up. Joe, thanks very much for joining us. Joe Papagallo, the head football coach at Malden High School on MSONewsSports.com. The Lynn Auditorium has some great shows coming soon. Enjoy top-notch entertainment in a comfortable premier entertainment venue. Upcoming shows include The Steve Miller Band, Thursday, November 5th. The following night, Friday, November 6th, The Price is Right. This show is loaded with fun and prizes. The Rocky Horror Picture Show is Monday, October 30th. For all the show listings and ticket information, go to LynnAuditorium.com. Call 781-599-SHOW or visit the box office at Lynn City Hall.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off-the-boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Now on display, Present Tense, a Lynn Arts exhibit, open through December 19th, showcasing the contemporary work of our Lynn Arts community. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.org.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
The pregame show is brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire.
Joining us at this time is Mark Betancourt, head football coach at Peabody High School. And, Mark, congratulations on a strong win last week against Danvers.
Yeah, it was a big win. The implications that it ended up having in the Division I North were a surprise. A lot of things happened in our favor, and we're excited to be a four seed.
Well, so you have a home playoff game, you're hosting Malden, but let me just go back to the season. You guys have really turned things around, because when we talk about Peabody football and we talk about Doug, it's usually Doug Santos, but you guys kind of dug a hole early in the year, but you've dug your way out of that this so far.
Oh, there's no question. When we were sitting at 1-3 after the Marblehead loss, there was a lot of people doubting which direction this program was going in. Lucky for us, we were able to keep our faith in each other and realize that better times were going to come, that we weren't going to go backwards in the 2015 season, and we believed in that, and we were able to win our next three.
And I think, importantly, that game last week against Danvers, how did that happen? What kind of things came together for you in that win?
Well, I think a lot of things came together at the same time. It was definitely the best game that we had played so far this year, as far as our offensive line's communication, as far as our quarterback's decision-making, as far as our defensive backs in pass coverage, in terms of our defensive line putting pressure on their quarterback, and our linebackers being on the same pages as to which gaps they were responsible for. And overall, defensively, not just getting to the ball, but making the tackle, knocking down the pass, in the case of Cedric, picking off two of them.
Well, as you now look at this kind of turnaround that you've had during the course of the season, are you kind of saying it's been kind of a gradual thing, and that you've been, that chipping away at things and, just adding to the repertoire?
Well, the key was not to panic. We lost a lot from last year, especially offensively. The key was not to panic, to continue to work hard and get on the same page and trust each other. And, you know, we think we have a good combination now, and it seems to be the combination that we've been looking for. We've been patient in trying to find it, and hopefully they continue to grow and get better.
Well, I know that Malden is no longer in the same league as you guys, but you guys are not real strangers to one another, are you? And what do you expect Friday?
Well, I'm a GBL kid, so I mean, I always play in the GBL, so getting a chance to play Malden, any GBL team, is always exciting for me. As far as us knowing each other, we've scrimmaged all 3 years that I've been here, so we play them in the preseason. Playing them in the preseason is a little different than playing them in the regular season. We play them in our second scrimmage, where we're doing a lot of looking at ourselves and not so much looking at them. Playing them in the regular season is a whole different ball game. You know, trying to find their weaknesses, going back to those scrimmages and seeing, you know, where they've come from where they were, and you know, things that we think we may be able to exploit, and trying to figure out what we think they're going to exploit.
Couple last questions. If you were to do a scouting report on them, what would you say about Malden?
Their overall team speed is phenomenal. Their middle linebacker, I think, is their best player, number three. He's the kid that we have to account for when we're on offense. He's all over the field. His quickness, his tackling is phenomenal. Their defensive line is very active, and their linebackers and DBs are very active. They're quick to the football. They swarm to the football. This week, the key is going to be for us to sustain our blocks and not let them put eight or nine guys, you know, on the ball, you know, play in and play out. We got to stay with our blocks and trust ourselves to finish plays.
How about injuries? Anything this week to be concerned with?
I believe we're full bore. We were lucky to walk away from the Danvers game injury free. Knock on wood, up through today's practice, we haven't had any injuries in the practice field. So we should be 100% going into this game.
All right, good. Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck Friday.
Thank you very much.
Mark Betancourt, head football coach at Peabody High School on MSONewsSports.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Welcome back to Peabody. Marty Smith is joining us now from Essex Tech, getting ready for the Danvers Revere game. And Marty, what's the scene like there?
It's a beautiful night up here. There's just ready for the coin toss between 5-2 Danvers and 6-1 Revere, Bill.
All right, and so that'll be a great one. You'll keep us posted throughout the contest, correct?
That we will, and it's got a Halloween feel to it here.
Okay. All right, Marty, thank you. We'll be in touch.
Thanks.
Okay.
Later.
All right.
Thanks.
There's Marty Smith with us from Essex Tech. Yeah. And we'll be checking on a lot of other scores around the North Shore tonight as well, so hang in there with us. So what we'll do is we've had the coin toss. We'll have a quick break here, and then we'll be back with a kickoff just ahead. So stay with us here tonight on MSONewsSports.com. This is North Shore High School football, and tonight it is, what is it? It is Peabody and Malden here on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program. Sponsored by Moynihan Lumber in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the Newburyport Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program, now in its 24th year, celebrates high school students who excel not just on the playing field, but in the classroom as well. Male and female winners are chosen each month. All student athletes must be nominated by their coaches. Nominations for the program are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com. Youngsters who are nominated must have a B average or better. Monthly winners are then eligible to be selected as Student Athletes of the Year. Yearly winners and their families are recognized at a luncheon at the Salem Country Club held in early June. Please remember, all youngsters playing a varsity sport at any high school on the North Shore, public, private, or parochial, are eligible.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
If you come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite, eat, drink, and chill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley destination restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Now on display, Present Tense, a Lynn Arts exhibit, open through December 19th, showcasing the contemporary work of our Lynn Arts community. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.org.
The pregame show is brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Well, it's Friday night, and they play the national anthem here at Peabody, and we are ready to go for North Shore High School football. A couple of reminders to you at Lynn Auditorium, some of the big shows coming up. They've just added Chicago, and they'll be at the auditorium on February 5th. Other bands of note, Steve Miller Band, November 5, Boss Skaggs, November 14, and Melissa Etheridge is coming to the auditorium in January on the 15th.
You know, I don't want to say Boss Skaggs has been around for a long time, but boy, he's been around for a long time.
He has been around for a while, you're right.
But what a distinctive sound.
Lido.
Yep. I'll tell you, great stuff he's put out over the years, and I'm sure it's going to be a great, great concert. There's going to be a lot of great hits at that point. And probably including myself.
Well, Malden won the toss. They've elected to receive, and the Peabody kickoff will be in the air from left to right to Peabody Heights, to Malden, rather. I thought our new roster, Tim, was going to be on one side, but it is on both sides here. So the Peabody kickoff will go from right to left. The ball kind of falls off the tee for a moment. Got a little breeze here. Division I tournament playoff game, MIAA game here tonight at Peabody. Malden coming in here. And the ball falls off the tee one more time. So they may have to hold the ball. Give it a shot here. What do you say?
He's got it.
Ball is kicked off. It's a ground ball squibbing kick. Rolls inside the 30, fielded at the 26-yard line by Malden. Run back out over the 35 and just about to the 40-yard line on the kickoff return for Malden. So they are going to start right away at the, we'll call it the 40. Isaiah Likely, the returner. He is a sophomore for Coach Joe Papagallo in Malden High School.
I think he's on the baseball team because he fielded that just like a shortstop, Bill. He squared up to the ball. He had a nice balance. He had both hands down on the ground to accept the ball in. And again, he was one of the up men in front of the two defense.
Malden offense comes out, and right away they fumble on the very first snap from center on the handoff attempt, and I think Jared Martino, the quarterback, no, it wasn't Martino. One of the running backs just dove on the ball right at the line of scrimmage and recovered it. That could have been big trouble. Jared Martino is a sophomore. The offensive line has Matthew Gear at center. Devin Kelly and Deshaun Bouchelet are at the guards. James Knox and Mark Bruneau are the tackles for Malden High School. In the backfield, DJ Exelholm, the senior, and Danny Exelholm, the senior as well. They've got a very tight look here, wings each way. Quarterback out of a shotgun. And now DJ Exelholm in motion from right to left. Fake give to, it is the give to Danny Exelholm. Sweeps the left side for 2 yards up to the 42 before he is hit.
Good pursuit by the tennis, Bill. They didn't fall for the fake for the quarterback keep. He did a real good job of faking, having on, holding onto the ball, but good defensive flow by the tennis defensive line and their linebackers. Cut off the far sideline. Big hit. For initial play for Gloucester, Jermaine Edwards busted a trap play for 58 yards. They're now at the Panthers 16, so the long kickoff by Madden, the side of the Panthers at the 20, went for naught.
Malden with that far hash mark left side, working left to right. Now we got a man in motion from left to right. Quarterback Martino rolls to the right side, fires way down on the right side for a receiver who can't hang on to the football. Oh, my, open and down on the right was Robert Collins. Collins could not hang on to it, and he was way down at the Peabody 25 down the right sidelines.
He had 2-3 yards on the Peabody defensive backs, Bill, and that may, you think of those players as ones that may come back to haunt you as the game wears on. He had nobody in front of him. He had clear space behind him. All he had to do was keep his eye on the ball, bring it in. He attempted to catch it waist high. He got two hands on it, but it just fell to the turf.
Josh Andrews will punt. He's standing back at his 30 to receive the long snap. It's fourth down and about 7 for Malden. The punt will be from left to right. Snap comes back to him, and the right foot goes into the ball, and he booms this one away. Will not be fielded. Well, it could be fielded. No, it goes out of bounds at around the 11-yard line. Good punt by Josh Andrews of Malden.
Yeah, great directional kick. He kicked it away from Santos to the far side. And again, he got a nice ball turned over nicely for him. And so Peabody will stop at its 10-yard line. Matt Andreas has an interception for Danvers on the game's first play. They take over on the Revere 44. So big happenings here early around the North Shore in some of the local football games.
Matt D'Amato brings the Peabody Tanners out. He will huddle down to our right. Ball is at the 10-yard line. First down and 10 for the Tanners there. Malden on defense. Blue uniforms for Peabody. White helmets, white pants. That's the navy blue. Golden Tornadoes for Malden with the gold helmets, white pants, and the gold pants. Man in motion up high. And it is a handoff. And coming to the left side, is that Okinawa coming near side left?
26, yep.
Yeah, Okinawa, the ball carrier. He jumps it out to about the 12, so it's about a 2-yard gain for him.
Well, the Gloucester has jumped out to a 7-0 lead over Beverly as Christensen Filippo went in from 8 yards, and Alex Militello hit the point after, so it is 7-0 in Gloucester over Beverly early in the first quarter.
Again, we have Marty Smith standing by over in Essex Tech for the Danvers Revere playoff game, the Division III playoff game.
If you're interested.
8.5 minutes to play here, first quarter. Jake Doherty going out to the left side. Actually, everyone's pretty tight. He's slotted out. Now Doherty comes in motion up top. Quarterback up behind center. The give is straight ahead. I think this is Santos out over the 20 to the 22. That would be a Santos with 10 yards on that carry. On my little score sheet, stat sheet, Tim, I got to leave a couple of lines for Santos, who had, you know, he's getting over 200 yards, and the Tanners tend to do very well when Santos gets over 200 yards. Again, they dug this early hole for themselves this year, starting at 1-3, but turned it around, kind of dug out of that hole by Doug Santos and his strong performance. First down and 10. This is Santos straight ahead, busting it up over the 30, out near the 38-yard line.
Touchdown saving tackle by number one. Okay, Bill, I'm going to ask for your pronunciation there. Jorgensen Exelholm made the ankle grab of Santos and just upended him because he was off to the races. Yeah, up around the 40-yard line, the ball spotted at the 38 of Peabody. The offense is sort of getting into his nice smooth rhythm right now, opening up some nice holes.
Couple of first downs for Peabody on this drive. Out, as Tim said, to the 38. Running back out of the I formation, they give to the tailback. Is that Santos out over to the 42? If it is, it's a, well, not quite to the 32. They umpile right at around the 41-yard line. So Santos with 2 yards that time. Third carry of the evening, just underway here, first quarter. So Malden had the ball. They had to punt it away without a first down, and Peabody has it now with two first downs. They have it out to their 40, working right to left here in the first quarter. Try to pick up that offensive line. We'll double-check some things, Tim, if you can, if we can spot that offensive line for Peabody. I'm not sure if they had a chance. The give is out to Santos out of the tailback spot out to the 45. That's a gain of maybe 4 or 5 yards for Santos to the 46. Okinawa, rather, the ball carrier. So Okinawa with 4 there. Third down and 2, ball to the 46-yard line. Matt D'Amato, the junior quarterback for Peabody. And D'Amato is a 6-foot, 160-pound quarterback for Mark Betancourt in Peabody High School. Out of the I formation, everyone is tight. They give us to the tailback, who has stood up, no game. Wow, that Malden defense was there, not fooled. And that is Okinawa, who gets nothing.
And Jake Fox, 5'10 linebacker, came up and just stood him straight up. At the line of scrimmage. Ooh, that was an impressive stop.
Some of those defensive linemen, Lincoln Abanda, James Knox, Miguel Ortega, Akeem Pierre, Simpson Labaris, also back there defensively, Donley Exelholm, Robert Collins, Isaiah Likely, DJ Exelholm, Robert Green, and TJ Elsler, back there as well. Oh, good. Okay, we'll make note of that here. Thank you. Good work. So hang on to that so I can see that, too, a little later. And quarterback spins, hands off. Whoa. Santos, big opener to the 40, to the 30, busting and going all the way for the touchdown. A 54-yard touchdown run for Doug Santos.
Well, they shot him out of the cannon on that particular play, Bill. They opened up a hole over between the guard and the left and the right, left guard in the center, and he just hit it full speed. He was in fourth gear, Bill, once he hit the line of scrimmage, and there was no opportunity for any of the other defenders to catch up to him. What an absolute blast. Typical Doug Santos dash for a touchdown.
Comes in the first quarter with 5:11 to play. And they'll go for the point after kick. And D'Amato will attempt the point after kick. Uprights to our left. Kick is up. It is wide left. No good. What do you got, Tim?
Okay, Gloucester with Beverly, 7-0. We've got Linfield coming back after falling behind 6-0. They now lead 7-6 over Watertown. Stoneham leads Triton 7-0. Bishop Fenwick 8 over Shawsheen. Those are the latest scores we have.
Marty Smith is in Danvers tonight, or Middleton, wherever that is. Essex Tech is in Middleton now, I guess. It's not, or maybe it's Danvers. But they're playing, probably it's got to be Middleton. They're playing, Danvers is taking on Revere. Middleton's kind of like a partner of Danvers in a way. The little,
yeah,
like a little brother, sister, maybe.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not. Hey, what's wrong with Middleton? I love it.
No, Middleton's a lovely town.
Nothing wrong with Middleton.
No, I'm not sure they might be considered.
I mean, they have the same telephone exchanges and stuff. You know what I mean? So they're kind of like friends, close friends.
Oh,
like
okay.
Swampscott, Lynn, Nahat are all at the same television. There's a kickoff, fielded at the 16-yard line by Malden, run back to the 29 or 30. Might have the 31 on some forward progress.
Yeah, PBD is fired up at the moment. I'll tell you, the coverage team there, all over that play.
It'll be a first down for Malden at their 31. Again, the first possession of tonight's game. They won the toss, elected to receive the kickoff. Went four and out, and now they have the ball back. Jared Martino. One thing Martino, the sophomore quarterback, showed us in the very first possession is that this guy can throw the football, as he had that long throw down the right sidelines. Just didn't hook up. It wasn't held on by the receiver. Out of the direct snap. Quarterback holds it, sweeps to the right. Or is that a running back taking the direct? No, that's the quarterback, Martino. Martino is sacked as he tried to sprint out and run to the right side. Martino loses a few yards. Let's see, he loses 4 yards on that.
Yeah, Cam Powers held his position, didn't go with the fake, held his corner, and again, was able to bring down the Malden quarterback for a loss. Andrew Papa didn't get a chance to even get back to the line of scrimmage before he was dropped for a almost 4 yard loss. So, a very disciplined PBD defense right there, Bill. And again, when you have a team that's running a modified wishbone, you've got to be disciplined, and you've got to hold your contain lane. You can't let the flow come back against you. You can't crash down, because they bring that sweep back your way. It's, you're exposed, and you're giving up probably five to ten yards anyways before the defense can react back and make a coverage.
Some of the defenders back there for PBD, Theodora, Ramos, and Powers, Falco, Freedom, Rotundo, DeMeo, Mendoza. Quarterback, next time Martino with a second down and long. Keeps it and runs back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe gets one more yard out to about the 29 or 28. So Martino on the keeper gets 1 yard.
Jordan Siwa with the first hit that knocked him up off his pins, and then he was finished off by another Tanner. It looked like he had a head of steam, and all of a sudden he just went up in the air and off to his right. So PBD reacting very, very quickly on the defensive side here.
Third down and 12 for Malden from their 29-yard line. Direct snap comes back to Martino, screens it out on the right side. Catch is made in the backfield. Receiver Danny Exelholm sprints up to the 35. He's cut down short of the first down. He looks like he has some quickness there, but he wasn't able to get any room to exploit that quickness.
Again, Bill, PBD is really maintaining their defensive discipline. They're maintaining their lanes across the front, and the linebackers are holding their spots, and they're so quick they're able to react very, very quickly and shut down what has potential being a very, very potent Malden running attack.
Now it'll be a fourth down here, and again they'll punt. Josh Andrews back to receive the snap, standing at his 23. Snap comes back, floats back to him. Line drive kick to the right side, comes near side right and out of bounds to the sidelines at about the 38-yard line.
Yeah, again, they're kicking away. You can see the punter deliberately angled toward the sideline to keep it away from Santos. They don't want to put it in his hands. But again, they conceded very good field position on this particular punt.
PBD up on top, 6-0, 3:29 to play first quarter here at PBD High School Division I playoff game. Don't forget, North Shore Sports Night is Monday night at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. And I'm sure they'll be talking a lot of playoff football coming up on Monday night. So the Tanners are out here now, led by quarterback Matt D'Amato, a junior. Six-footer, and has the eye behind him, right behind center. Spins, fakes the handoff, rolls to the right side, looking, throwing, and it's picked off by Malden at midfield. run back to the 45. A 5-yard return on the interception, or a five-yard return. And that is an interception as D'Amato went to the air and got intercepted.
Wow, not a wise choice of pass. He had a man open in the underneath route. Instead, he threw over that receiver, and the defensive back just stepped in front of the intended receiver for an easy interception. It looked like Logan Ryan's interception last night against the Miami Dolphins. Exactly the same thing. The defensive back read the receiver, and as he turned in, he turned around, and there was ball. Update on the score. We've got Fenwick now 16-0 over Shasheen.
Here they go to a spread look for the first time here tonight with two receivers to the right side, Green far side right, but the give is to Danny Exelholm. Out to the left side, he breaks it open. He's got 10 yards and more. Down inside the 30, down to the 25 or 24-yard line. Exelholm starting at his the Peabody 45-yard line. Let's see, he goes down 10, 20, 21-yard run that time.
Excellent piece of running there. He got the far corner, Bill. He stiff-armed one defender down and then broke several tacklers on his way downfield. Sets him up in a very good position here with a first down.
Sometimes when you get an interception and you've just struggled, it just puts the life into you. And that might be what's happened here to Malden here, trailing by the 6 points. This time Exelholm takes the handoff again. He pushes ahead, surging to the left for maybe 2 yards, maybe three. Exelholm. This is Danny Exelholm. First quarter, no score. Danvers and Revere. Marty Smith there. So the report is no score. That's our report, Tim.
You have nothing to report, is what you're saying.
Well, no, that is the report. There's no score. Now, what's this thing you got right here? What is that?
This is a portable charger, Bill. This is an amazing device.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
I have a couple of them there. You know, your phone, if you're using your phone heavily during a particular occasion, it keeps you going. This battery will last 4 hours.
I think that might have Exelholm. That might have been DJ Exelholm surging ahead. I think it was. And that'll be about a 7-yard gain, setting up a 3rd and 2. Minute 56 to go, first quarter. Malden trailing, but they're driving here. They've got it down just outside the Peabody 16-yard line with a 3rd down and about 3, sending a wide out, Robert Green, near side right, slot to the right side, one wide out, far side left as well, ball hash mark left side as well. Jared Martino, sophomore quarterback, now with a full house backfield, takes it and runs and is cut down. Might have got a yard, which would have been the keeper, down or 2 yards to the 15. He needed to get just inside the 15 for the first down. It would appear that he does not have the first down. I got two.
Nice diving tackle by Eric DeMaia, the linebacker. He came flying through the line and just took the running back's legs out from underneath him to prevent him from getting a first down.
Kind of like a quarterback draw play on a keeper with a 3rd and 3. Now they have a 4th and 1, and they're going for it here with a minute to play with the ball at the Peabody 15-yard line. Wide out, Lincoln Abanda to the far side left, and again, Green going far side right. Now got some motion, got halfbacks on each side of the quarterback. Give to the left halfback straight ahead. It's a first down run for Danny Exelholm down near the 11. He got about 4 yards. About a 4-yard gain for him. 1st and 10, another first down for Malden. Ball resting right on the 10-yard line. Are they going to set the chains up here or not? Yeah, the official says set the chains up. So it's not a, it's going to be a 1st and 10 where they could actually get a first down at the an inch away from the goal line. So it is now 35 seconds to play first quarter. And out of the shotgun, Martino fakes the handoff. Now starts to run left, and now is wrapped up and taken down back at the 15-yard line.
Big, big defensive play there, number 11 for Peabody.
Yeah.
Jake Doherty in on it, as well as number 55, Hunter Jocelyn, 6-yard loss. Again, big, big play by Peabody defense there. At the end of one, Gloucester leads Beverly 7-0. It is 0-0 Revere Danvers. And nothing else is to be updated at this point. Panthers are driving, though, against the Fishermen.
Our quarter has come to an end here at Peabody. here on MSONewsSports.com with the score, Peabody 6, and it is Malden nothing here on MSONewsSports.com through 1.
For all that's new in kitchen cabinets, visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Back at Peabody High School, it'll be a first down. Check that. It'll be a second down, and it should be a second down and 15 from the 15-yard line. Yep, that's it. Again, they can get a first down if they're an inch away from the goal line or 3 inches away from the goal line. Ken Malden and Jared Martino with the team down. Half back to his right, and now Collins goes to his left side. And the fake give, the rollout, and pass. Man open out on the right side. It's Collins coming out of the backfield, makes the catch at the 7, runs it down inside the 5 to the 4. This will be a third down and about 2. Now he's got the, they give him the 2-yard line, so it's pass and catch.
Yeah, well-designed play. Collins came from the left back position across the right side, just flared out. The quarterback rolled that way, Papa, and just dumped the ball off to him. Very well-designed play. The flow of the defense went to their right following the halfback on the fake.
Green is wide out right side, one wide out near side left. That's Abanda. And the direct snap comes back to the quarterback, rolls to the left side, looking left, throwing it away. Beyond the back corner of the end zone, the receiver, Abanda, was double covered down there in the back left-hand corner of the end zone, but it went over his fingertips and out of bounds.
Yeah, he was feeling the pressure from big number 69. Jonathan Salmerum. Nope, that's 70. I got it here. Dan Theodori?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Okay, that
nice.
Works.
Yeah.
He had a lot of pressure, and he was chasing the QB down, and he was failing, and he just opted to get rid of it. Plus, the play was well covered in that end zone, Bill.
Timeout has been called by Malden. Reminds us to tell you about a few things here, such as trending now with Josh Arnold. Josh has a show every Friday, and today's show is a two-hour show from 9 to 11, a number of different guests on. And, Tim, I know you're a work up in Gloucester, and I know they have an issue on what, fluoride in the water, a ballot question up there. Very interesting guests on that today on the show. So if you're at all interested in that piece, plus a number of other political guests, including the mayor of the city of Beverly, we're on. That show's on demand. It's trending now with Josh Arnold here on MSONewsSports.com. It's fourth down and 2 for Malden. Down inside the 5. Here's the runner sprinting right now. Taken down at the 5.
What a great defensive play there. I thought he was going to get the corner. But number 55 came up with a huge stop. Hunter Jocelyn was relentless there. The running back tried to get to the far corner, and he just wouldn't let him get away. Outstanding. Gloucester stops Beverly at their own 8-yard line on downs and takes over, so they maintain their 7-0 lead. Linfield has expanded their lead to 14-6 over Watertown late in the first quarter.
It'll be a first down for Peabody at the 5. They've started at the 10, the 38, and now the 5. And Malden did have the ball down to the 2 before they have that stop back at the 5 on fourth down. So it's first down for Peabody. Coming out already leading here, 6-0. We're in the second quarter. Running back pounding off the left side of the line out to about the 11-yard line. Doug Santos. So Santos gets it out to the 8, and Santos has, I've checked that. No, Santos is on the, ball's on the 13. Yeah, 8-yard gain. Ball on the 13 with 9.5 minutes to play first half. Game breezing along here. I hate to say that because That's that always means that it's going to stop breezing along when you say something like that.
Yeah.
Certainly Santos has shown that quickness and strength here tonight. Running play to the right side this time. Out, running back out to the 16-yard line. Second effort there by Santos.
Well, senior Robert Collins wouldn't let go of him. Doug Santos bounced off the first hit, put his hand down, maintained his balance, got up for another 3 or 4 yards, but Collins bumped him and wouldn't let him get away. So good defensive there play by Collins, because, again, the sideline was open to him.
Yeah, another first down there for Peabody out to the 17-yard line. Matt D'Amato, quarterback, hands off running play. Santos will break it. Look out. Starting at his own 17-yard line, running it all the way down to the 20, and pushed down to the sideline.
And number 11 chased him down again from Walden. Senior Robert Collins didn't give up on the play. And he angled him. He angled him to the sideline and caught up to him at the 18-yard line. Boy, he takes that quick handoff. He is, again, in fourth gear. When he hits the line, he busts through tackles using those extremely strong legs that he has. He's not a big guy height-wise, but he is just so compact and strong. He just busts tackles.
Yeah, he's very strong at 8.5 minutes to play. 68-yard run. His touchdown run was 54 yards, and now I believe Malden wants to call a timeout. We're brought to you in part tonight by the Lynn Auditorium, where they're announcing this week that Chicago will be on hand performing there on February 5th. Check out LynnAuditorium.com for all your ticket information. Also coming up in January, Melissa Etheridge on the 15th, Steve Miller Band November 5, and Boss Skaggs November 14.
You know, Bill, the Lynn Auditorium is really in throwback mode. I mean, the stars that they're bringing in are the stars that we grew up with in terms of rock and roll. You know, and there's a lot of, again, new talent out there. But, boy, the artists that we grew up with were just so good.
Johnny Mathis, Paul Anka are coming to the auditorium, too.
I saw Johnny Mathis in Boston.
You did?
Yeah, it was a great show. Great show.
I met Tony Bennett once, so there's my claim to fame as far as singers go.
Did you guys do a duet? I know he's done a duet with a lot of different individuals.
I'm about the only one he hasn't done a duet with. Yeah. That would be the farthest thing from his mind. I'll tell you that right now. He's very talented. He's not crazy. Santos on first down is stopped after gaining maybe one struggling yard from the 19 down to about the 18. How was it? Okay. Number 20. The 1 yard gain will be split up in second and nine. Okinawa, so not Santos, the ball carrier. Might have been 8 minutes here, 6-0 Peabody, and game kind of punctuated for Peabody with two big Santos runs, one for 54 yards for the touchdown, and then that 68-yard run just a moment ago, giving Peabody a first down at the 19 of Malden, and now it's a second down. Tanner's fumble, loose ball, covered up by Malden at the 21-yard line. After the handoff, the running back fumbled the football at the 21-yard line.
Yeah, number 26 took the handoff, Okinawa, and number one from Malden, Exelholm, punched it out, and defenders coming up behind him jumped on the ball, so Malden catches a break here after the big Santos run set Peabody up deep inside Malden territory. They get the turnover, and now let's see if they can march down the field and tie this game up. Fenwick continues to roll against Shawshin. In the first quarter, it is already 24-0. Marblehead on the board against Winchester. Gary Keogh to Manning Sears, 7-0.
Roll out pass and fake pass, and Martino rolls. Now he does throw it out on the right side, and the catch is made by DJ Exelholm up the right sidelines, out over the 40, out to about the 46-yard line. So for Exelholm, 22-yard reception. and he is out to just outside the 45 in his own territory. 7.5 minutes to play. 6-0 game. It's just a one-possession game, and both these teams have showed a little jump at times in their offense. So this time, Malden comes out with the spread. Two receivers near side left, one far side right, and the handoff is straight ahead to Danny Exelholm, the 5'11 or 5'10, 205-pound senior. He is stopped pretty close to the line of scrimmage. Maybe he got 2-3 yards. Danny Exelholm, 2-yard gain. Malden with a second down at their 48. Just under 7 minutes now to play in the first half. Bezeris, did you say there was a score, Tim, in the Marblehead game?
Yes, they just scored on a pass from Keogh. It is 7-0 in the first quarter.
Quick pass out here to the left side, caught by Collins, but he's wrapped up right away and dropped for a loss. The quick slant pass in the backfield, set up quickly by quarterback Martino, but the Tornadoes, Golden Tornadoes, lose about 5 yards on that.
Yeah, Okinawa came up and made the hit on that one. He's one that dropped the ball a while just a few minutes ago. And again, you could see him squaring up Collins as that flare pass came out into the flat. And again, he wrapped him up solidly and brought him down for the loss.
Malden really just does not have a lot of offensive yards to show for this first half here tonight. They did have the drive that got them down. Actually, interception that helped drive them down close, but then they were stopped on downs. It is a third down and about 13. Martino airs it way out on the right side. Look out, incomplete. Nearly intercepted way down there. Cedric Gutierrez, the junior defender, was probably the closest ball player on the field out there to maybe make a play on that ball, but it went over his head as well.
Yeah, he held a position. If he had faded back a little bit deeper into the coverage, he might have had an opportunity on that ball.
Back to punt, number 35, Josh Andrews back to punt for Malden. He stands at his 30 to receive the long snap. Right foot goes into the ball. He booms this one. Another great punt. He's had two very good punts here. Santos tries to field it, lost it, covers up. Let's see who's got it. And right now
Peabody
it appears
it.
Peabody has it.
He
yeah.
got it back.
Well, Santos.
Dangerous play there. Yeah, Santos allowed it to bounce out to him as two Malden defenders came down on either side of him. He tried to split them, but as he went to scoop the ball, he dropped it and was luckily able to fall on top of that ball. Very, very risky play there.
Yeah.
Gloucester survives another fourth down inside the 10-yard line against Beverly as Andrew Latassa knocked down a goal line pass, and they are back on the field with the offense, again leading 7-0 with 3 minutes left in the first half. So Gloucester playing very, very stubborn defense against the Panthers this time.
Peabody offense out on the field at their 25-yard line, inside handoff for nothing.
Golden Tornadoes weren't fooled on that particular play.
Eric DeMeo, the fullback, got stopped and might have lost a yard on that play.
Yeah.
No, he got back to the line of scrimmage.
Number 7, Simpson Liberis on the stop there for Malden. Again, read it very, very well.
Well, with Santos fielding that punt, Tim, I'm thinking that if I ever went to the casino with him, I'd be a little concerned. You know what I mean?
He's gonna take some risks out there. That is for sure.
That was one of those plays where you think maybe just cover that ball up, Doug Santos. But
he's about going forward. That's the thing. You know. I'm trying to remember
I wouldn't give him a buck, but this is a guy that's not a gambler whatsoever.
I'd give him the dollar if he came back with triple figs. I'd give him more and send him back out again.
Well, I'm figuring that he's a far better gambler than I ever would be.
You know, if he could, I'm not going to get there. That's betting. We don't want to get there betting.
Yeah,
right. I have to keep going back and figure out where Dan Harrison is. Where's Dan Harrison? Is he?
He's probably up at Triton.
Oh, that's where he is. Thank you. It is now 7-7 Stoneham and Triton.
And Dan Harrison's probably a little worried that we know where he is on a Friday night. It's okay, Dan. Don't worry about it. Two wideouts to the right side for Peabody. Now Doherty goes in motion to the left side. And this is Santos coming near side right from the 25. He gets out to the 28, maybe a two-yard gain. And there is a, oh, the spot is the 30. There is a flag down. So that would be a gain of five. But let's see what the penalty is. Offside against Malden. So they'll mark the penalty off to keep the down. 4:36 to play in the first half. Malden and Peabody. Jake Doherty, junior running back for Peabody. DeMayo in the fullback spot for Peabody High School, and Santos, the tailback, takes the handoff up to the 35-36, enough for the first down. He got the six-yard gain.
Good hard driving. All right, a couple of updates again. Gloucester leading Beverly 7-0. PBD over Marlin here 6-0. We've got Marblehead over Winchester 7-0. 0-0 still. Revere Danvers. Linfield leading Watertown now 14-12. Triton has tied up Stoneham 7-7. And Mystic over Lynn Tech 22-0.
First down ground attempt here for the Tanners from the 40s. Check that. The 36, they get it. Well, a spot of only one additional yard on that play. Second down and maybe about 9, 3:40 to play here in the first half.
And again, Bishop Fenwick over Shashin in the, should be in the second quarter by now, but it is 24-0. Fenwick continuing to roll.
So Ramos on the offensive line, Gutierrez, Mendoza, Goggin, and Pence for Peabody High School. 3 minutes, 15 seconds to play first half. Peabody back at their own 38-yard line. Spin a handoff to Okinawa, wrapped up right away and driven down. Well, that time totally sniffed out by Malden. Held him, got him in the backfield, and then they punished him down at about the 31. But forward progress will bring it out to about the 38.
He got hit by a tornado, that is for sure. He got stood up, and more white shirts continued to pile on, making sure he didn't get away.
Well, I think he got a pretty good spot on that. I thought he might have lost a few yards on that, maybe two or three.
Yeah, really.
Because they wrapped him up as soon as he took the handoff, and that was back there a ways. But anyway, so he might have lost a yard on the play, but it's third down here at about 9 with 2.5 minutes to play first half. Peabody at their own 37-yard line. And the quarterback, D'Amato, pitch play. Santos coming left side, turns the corner, hit down at the 40, still struggling ahead out to about the 43-yard line.
He has such a low center of gravity, Bill. He's able and such a great sense of balance that he gets hit and he starts to get down, but he keeps his legs driving. He puts the hand out and he keeps his body up. He keeps his knees off the ground, just continues to make yardage. He gained those last 4 yards simply by keeping the body in motion. He never stood up. He wasn't even halfway up, and he was nearly in a crawl, but he just, again, ground out more yardage.
There is a flag, however, on the play, and it's against Peabody, and they'll mark off the big penalty against the Tanners as the ball is placed all the way back inside the 30 on the holding call at the 28. Third down and 20 for Peabody High School.
We'll be checking in with Danny Ventura of the Herald because at halftime he will post all of the updated scores. So we'll be getting some of the other games, some of the non-playoff games that are going on, such as Classical versus Lincoln Sudbury, English versus Cambridge, Masco versus Somerville.
Minute 45 to play here, first half. Pitch play for Peabody High School. To Santos, yes, here he goes, up 35-40, breaking it up midfield, down to the 40, they try to angle him off, 30, 20, Santos back to the left, 15, 5, Santos into the end zone, touchdown.
Holy moly, what a run, he busted through the right side of the line, headed down the sideline right in front of him, had two men from Malden catching up to him, one to the left, one to the right, He stutter stepped, cut between the two of them, and basically just let them overrun him, and he cut back to the middle of the field into the end zone for another Peabody touchdown. What an exciting run by Doug Santo. Oh, my.
72 yards for Doug Santos.
He's probably closing in on 200 yards already.
Yeah, he's got, he has three carries.
He's got three carries for over 100.
Yeah, he's got a 54, a 68, and I got that one at 72 or 73. So that's a 70. That's 270, 140. Yeah, so he's over 200 now.
Wow. What a player.
Clearly over 200.
Sure, the people in the Northeastern Conference who've had the opportunity to come to PBD games the last couple of years and watch Doug Santos put his talents on display have certainly been treated as something really, really special.
And yet these announcers are critical of him, how he fields a punt. Imagine that. Boy, who are these guys?
I don't know.
Minute 29
He's a risk taker, and again, every time he takes the ball, the other team risks giving up a touchdown.
He may be a risk taker, but he's pretty much a sure thing here for Peabody here in this first half.
Matt Andres has scored for Danvers. It is now 7-0 Danvers over Revere.
That's a tight game there. We've got a timeout called here. But we can Matt Andres with a one-yard keeper. We should try to hook up with Marty just to get a little tenor of that game. Promise some updates. There hasn't been a lot of scoring here. Two-point conversion attempt here. Okinawa sprints out left side and goes in for the two-point conversion. So it's 14-0.
Fenwick just keeps...
With a minute 29 to play first half, we will try to check in and see if we can hook up with Marty Smith here for a moment here. With our score now 14-0. Hello, Marty? Hold on. Marty, we just had a pause here. We're up 14-0, or Peabody is up 14-0 over Malden. Maybe can I have you start over there? I'm sorry. Marty, has there been a lot of offense, or are both defenses just dominated here by what that score might indicate?
The score is pretty indicative of the way the game's being played.
All right, gotcha. We'll talk later. All right, thanks, Marty. All right, kickoff from Peabody to Malden goes left to right, fielded and smothered at about the 19 or 20-yard line without a return with a minute 26 to play. So that game's moving quickly there as well in Essex Tech.
Yep, great open field tackle there by Cedric Gutierrez as he brought down the Malden return man, squared him up, and just wrapped him up really securely. There was barely a one-yard return on that. Oh, here's an interesting piece of talk. Red Sox prospect Brian Johnson was carjacked in Florida, probably by the Yankees.
Oh, I know that. Really? Carjacked, huh? Who was that again? Well, we'll pick that up in a minute. Martino of Malden, first down toss out on the right, incomplete. Intended out on the right side for Robert Green.
Brian Johnson, a Red Sox prospect, obviously pitching in one of their summer in their fall leagues down there. Wow. That's never good.
Doug Santos with two touchdowns this evening for Peabody. Probably has a very familiar ring if you are at all have followed Peabody High School football the last 2 years or so.
Matt Williams reporting that Doug Santos has 239 yards rushing on 11 carries.
Yep. And this is a run play for Malden from their 20. Runner sweeps the right side. Got a... I think probably a first down out near the 30-31. Collins, the ball carrier.
Yeah, he's a very, very good-looking player, very dynamic, very good speed. He's closed down Santos a couple of times on those long runs, caught him one time, but and got deep by Santos on the second one. But he is all over. He is all over the football field for.
That's enough for
Maldon tonight.
Yeah, that's the first down. Oh yeah, so Maldon started at their own 20. Got a few first downs here tonight, but maybe that's their fourth one of the night. Ball at the 31 here. Minute 14 to play. Martino, the quarterback, hands off to the running back. This would be DJ Axelholm coming near side left. He is going to be stopped in the backfield. He just got kind of looked like he was... you know, really set up there as he came around left side. All those Peabody defenders were there waiting for him.
Yeah, John Villani was the first there, grabbed his ankle, wouldn't let him go. He was standing up straight when the rest of the Peabody defense arrived and just smothered him.
A minute two to play, and a timeout has been called by Maldon.
They are at halftime in Gloucester, and Gloucester continues to lead Beverly 7-0.
Well, I guess that I would say, Tim, that Maldon, the Gloucester team is for real here, huh? I mean, you know, they were done some nice things this year, and people were wondering, well, let's see what happens later on. Let's go into the playoffs and play some of these other teams, and this would be a big win for them here tonight. Of course, considering what happened in the very first game here. 7-0, Danvers at the half there in Essex Tech. Second down and eight for Maldon at their 34. Jared Martino, the sophomore quarterback from the shotgun, looks, stands at the 25, sprints out to the right side, and throws out on the right side, and the catch is made to Collins. He makes it at the 45 up to midfield, down to the Peabody 44.
What a great job by Collins coming across the field from left to right. His quarterback rolled out to his right, and again, looking for the target, Collins just made himself available. Papa saw him and delivered the ball perfectly to him in stride, and Collins was able to turn it upfield for another 10 yards.
Maldon called for a illegal shift, so a 5-yard penalty as they were trying to hustle to get out onto the field. It'll be a minus 5 for Maldon. 47 seconds to play in the first half. The ball resting just on the Peabody side of midfield. And it's a first down and 15 for Maldon. Hey. Friday night, North Shore High School football. We're brought to you in part tonight by Honeydew Donuts of the North Shore. Here is a quarterback, Martino, scrambling, running, sprinting left back to the right side. He's gets 6-7 yards down to about the 42-yard line. That would be about a 8-yard gain for Martino. Thought I heard somebody mention a flag, but I don't see any flags. So now it'll be a second down, and it'll be a short 8, a long 7 for Peabody, for Maldon, rather. 30 seconds to play. Ball at the 42 of Peabody. Joe Papangallo, head football coach at Maldon High School. I'd like to thank our two athletic directors, Dan Keep from Maldon for his help, and Phil Sheridan from Peabody High School. Two head coaches, Mark Betancourt of Peabody and Joe Papagallo for Maldon High School. Here's a handoff. This is Danny Axelholm sweeping the right side. Looks like he's got the first down inside the 35, down near the 31 before he goes out of bounds. Or did he go out of bounds? I think he did. We have an injured Golden Tornado, too, I believe, over at the point of the tackle. So we have an injured timeout here.
The Maldon player.
We'll take a quick break. We're back with more just ahead.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
We're back, and it's a first down for Malden at the Peabody 29. And quarterback Martino scrambling, running out to the left side. Tries to throw the football away, but he may have crossed the line of scrimmage. But there's a flag down. We'll see what...
Oh, yeah, he was...
See what they will call here.
Oh, he was way... He was 4 yards over the line of scrimmage. 4 yards over the line of scrimmage, Bill, when he threw... When he attempted that pass.
No, you can't do that, right?
No, you can't do that.
That's a no-no.
That's what they keep telling me.
If they don't notice those kinds of things, that'd be good. Mystic Valley up on Lynn Tech now, 22-0. So the Tech is in the playoffs here tonight. Doubleheader in Lynn.
It's 28-0.
It's 28-0?
Yep. Yeah, I've been cheating. I've been keeping up on this. You've been a little bit busy with the game. I've been trying to be in between.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Scroll this.
I've got a lot of
this little guy further on up here. Stoneham up 14-7. It looks like.
Ooh, you beat me on that one.
There you go.
All right, they're at the half. Okay.
Mess with me, Kearns. Jeez, come on. I mean, you may edge me once in a while here, Tim. But
all right, I have all the updated. At the half, it's Gloucester 7-0. At the half, Marblehead over Winchester 14-0. Danvers over Revere 7-0 at the half. Linfield is 17-12 over Watertown at the half. Fenwick is 30-0 in the second quarter. Mystic Valley 28-0. No other scores coming in. Manchester, Essex, and Lowell Catholic were 0-0 in the first quarter. That's the last I've seen of a score from that game.
Well, they're calling intentional grounding here, setting up a first down and 13 or so from outside the 30. And now the quarterback, quick snap on the direct snap, rolls to the right side, in some trouble, throws it upfield, and it's knocked down incomplete at the 15-yard line. Wow, that would have been interesting. It looked like the receiver was ready to snap that ball away from the defender, but the defender knocked it down and stood his ground.
Yeah, number 21 for Peabody made that play. Said to Gutierrez, another outstanding defensive play by Gutierrez. Made a great one on the punt earlier to bring down the returner with, after about a one-yard gain, got his body positioned in front of the receiver on that play, went up with him, and managed to toss the ball down. Great play.
Yeah, DJ Exelholm was the receiver, and he's a great athlete at 6'1", 175, and you're right, Gutierrez with that good knock, slap down of the football. Forceful slap down. Green out over the ball. I believe it's center. And Martino with the shotgun. Third down and long here. In trouble and sacked back at the 40.
There's that big guy again for Peabody, number 69. Theodore at the half. And so Peabody ends it with an authoritative sack.
You got that right. Wow. All right. So here we are. We're at the half here with the score. Peabody 14, Malden nothing here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule, and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Andruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Andruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
This is MoreStuffOnline.com, the halftime show, brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Let's just recap the scoring for you. First quarter, Peabody on the board first with 5:11 to play, a 54-yard touchdown scamper by Doug Santos. The kick failed. It was 6-0 Peabody. They would score with a minute 29 to play in the second quarter, a 72-yard run by Doug Santos. Okinawa with the two-point conversion run, and it was 14-0 Peabody. That's our score, Tim, at the half.
Well, again, Doug Santos has been nothing short of sensational, or as advertised and as expected for many of the Peabody fans. And Malden has put up a very strong effort tonight. Very impressed with our senior Robert Collins. Certainly a tremendous athlete, a receiver, and as a linebacker for Malden. They have put yards on the board. They just haven't been able to finish off the drives and put the ball into the end zone. It should be a very interesting second half. Marty Smith is available if we want to talk to him.
Yep. All right. So we got Marty with us right now. And so, Marty, tell us about the first. We're at 14-0, Peabody leading at the half here over Malden. So, and it's been the Doug Santos show with, what, about 230 yards, Tim?
Yep, 236.
236 of rushing for Doug Santos, Marty.
Holy crap. Here it's just been a battle of defenses. They've had a couple of turnovers. Denver's has successfully intercepted two passes from quarterback Dan Murphy for their Patriots, and the Patriots have turned around and recovered one Denver's fumble. We're at 7-0 at the half here. The teams are coming back onto the field to start the second half. Opening play of the football game. Matt Andrews picked off Dan Murphy's pass, so Denver started at the Revere 44. We're stopped on down to the Revere 22, and that becomes a theme of this game. There's been an awful lot of just exchange of punts. One, two, three kicks. Revere ran 11 plays and 40 yards. Denver's held the Revere at their own 38. At the end of the first quarter, scoreless. Denver's had the ball on the Revere 39-yard line. Johnny Simone recovered a Denver's fumble. Zone 22, but Revere couldn't do anything. They went 3-0. So Denver started on their own 32. yard line, halfback option play, deep borders to Mike Nestor. The 32 yard pass, and it's the highlight of an 8 play, 68 yard touchdown drive. Matt Andrews' 1 yard keeper makes it 6-0. Dave Zevick's kick is good, 7-0. And the half ends on a Danvers interception, Dan Murphy's pass. So half of this game is in, and it's 7-0 Danvers.
Well, Marty, you know, you look at that game, and it's in, but it's a one-touchdown game. It's a one-score game kind of a deal. So what Revere has to do is make the adjustments or try to make adjustments at the half and come out. And you do have a team. You got to respect what Danvers has come out and done. They did lose last week here in Peabody, but they've come back out and, you know, playing, you know, definitely the defense is playing well tonight.
Revere has had the longest possession, and they had that really long drive. But when it got close to the red zone, Danvers' defense stiffened, and from there, Danvers got the football back. One thing we have noticed tonight, probably the longest balls of the year have been in the punt. There have been a lot of 45-yard punt here tonight, and that's been the biggest indicator, the biggest change in the field position.
Gotcha. What's the crowd like over there tonight?
Pretty sparse on the Revere side, and I would say probably three-quarters full. On the
whole
side,
Stanford side. Yeah, Hawthorne. Okay, that's right. It's in Hawthorne, Mass., isn't it? It's not.
Yeah.
We were talking. I don't know if you heard us talk. We were talking about Middleton, Danvers, but it's Hawthorne. That's right. But that's. Yeah, but isn't that Middleton though? Yeah, it's officially Middleton though, right? Oh no, it isn't.
It's Danvers actually.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, right. So we're in Danvers. Okay. All right. And, Phil Stacy's with you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought Phil was up in Beverly. Okay. All right. Well, great. Anything else to share with us? Anything tonight, Marty, at the half? All right. We'll check back with you soon. Hang on just a second, Marty. We're going to run into a break, and we'll be right back here just a moment here on MSONewsSports.com. Here on more stuff online, MSONewsSports.com. 14-0 our score. Peabody leading Malden at the half.
The Lynn Auditorium has some great shows coming soon. Enjoy top-notch entertainment in a comfortable premier entertainment venue. Upcoming shows include The Steve Miller Band, Thursday, November 5th. The following night, Friday, November 6th, The Price is Right. This show is loaded with fun and prizes. The Rocky Horror Picture Show is Monday, October 30th. For all the show listings and ticket information, go to LynnAuditorium.com. Call 781-599-SHOW or visit the box office at Lynn City Hall.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Now on display, Present Tense, a Lynn Arts exhibit, open through December 19th, showcasing the contemporary work of our Lynn Arts community. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the
commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
All right, welcome back to Peabody. Bill Newell with Tim Kearns. It's Malden and Peabody tonight. Peabody up on top by a 14-0 score, a 54-yard touchdown run by Doug Santos, and then a 72-yard touchdown run by Doug Santos. And the Peabody running back has 235 yards in the first half. So what we'll do here is the band is just finished wrapping up. We'll step aside for a moment, and when we come back, it's the second half. Peabody and Malden in a Division I MIAA tournament football game here on MSONewsSports.com. The home of North Shore Sports Night, Monday night at 7.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
This is MoreStuffOnline.com, the halftime show, brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
All right, Bill, just to give you some halftime scores here as we try to get, as we get ready for the kickoff here, some real key ones. Again, at the half, they're into the third quarter, but it's still 7-0 Gloucester. Gloucester driving at this moment. Beverly failed to generate anything with their initial possession in the second half. Marblehead 14-0 over Winchester. Danvers 7-0 over Revere at the half. Linfield is 17-12 at the half. Triton still trailing Stoneham 14-7. Fenwick continues to roll 30-8 over Shawsheen. And we have the second half kick.
Josh Andrews kicking right to left from Malden to Peabody to start the second half. The ball fielded at the 25-yard line. I think by Okinawa, run out to the 40 or thereabouts. See who is that returner. No, I think it was...
No, it was 23, you're right.
Yeah.
It was up.
No, it was
23.
Cam Cordero.
Cam
Cordero.
Yeah. You know, really got to talk to the person who did this Peabody lineup card. They put the numbers on the far side of the page. The names are on the far left, and the numbers are on the far right. It's almost like you have to do a little El Foldo.
Yeah.
And Bill now has the live streaming coverage of the Gloucester... Gloucester-Beverly game.
Got the monitor. Yeah, we have a monitor. Here's
that's
Doug Santos on first down. Hits the line and gets a yard to the 41. Doug Santos.
Now so the joys of technology, Bill.
Well, it's it was working here, but it's not working right now. Maybe it'll work again here.
I'm all set now, Bill. I am all set with numbers.
Oh.
I should have done this earlier.
Well, I went back to the old roster, as a matter of fact, Tim. I went back to my old roster.
You didn't share that with me, Bill. I'm letting everybody
know the old roster?
Yeah, with the, you know.
No, I didn't.
There we go.
I know you're having a problem with it.
I made my Bill Bell checking in second half adjustments. I'm ready to go for the second half.
Quarterback D'Amato hands off. And, again, it's a run play off this time the left side of the line up to about the 45-yard line for about a four-yard carry. Okinawa. Oh, Santos for four. So we're just underway, second half. Peabody up on top here, 14-0 over Malden. Okinawa checking into the game. Ugi Okinawa, senior wingback, running back. Matt D'Amato, the 6-foot quarterback, a junior for Peabody High School. Mendoza at center. Goggin and Gutierrez are the guards. And Ramos and Pence are the tackles for Peabody High School. On the third down play... Is this Santos? Second effort, yes, up to midfield, down to the 49.
Wow.
Got 6 yards on that.
Again, just continued effort. He just continued to move the body forward.
I should be able to make that pulse. There it is. There we go. Wow. Gloucester has the football back here, leading 7-0 in the third quarter.
Again, if you're out about and you need a great place to eat, a great place to drink, it is the Sylvan Street Grill, and they have in their lounge Gloucester Beverly on their TV.
Jets
pass just fell incomplete.
And here is the quarterback D'Amato throwing upfield. DeMeo out of the backfield juggles the ball, and it's incomplete on the sidelines.
Yeah, he took a big hit again from who else? Number 11, Robert Collins, playing defensive back for the Golden Tornadoes. As the pass was attempted to be pulled in, he just laid the leather to them.
Well, we're kind of sheltered from the wind, but I can see here that it looks like it's a windy night up in Gloucester. And we remember right at the beginning of our game here, the ball was blowing off the tee twice on the kickoff. A little breezy here tonight. I cannot see a flag here as to see which way the wind is blowing here at Peabody. But we're in the third quarter here. And Okinawa takes the handoff. He breaks one tackle, but is taken down for a loss on the play of about three.
Okinawa's carrying a 4-yard loss on the play.
Third down, 15 for Peabody. 14-0 Peabody lead up in Gloucester. We're kind of watching that. Gloucester has the football in Beverly territory at the 36. Or did Beverly get the ball back here?
Yeah.
Beverly just got it back.
Right, yeah, on the 36-yard line. Gloucester went on fourth down. Went deep pass, but fell incomplete, so Beverly takes over.
And here's a fake handoff to Okinawa. Roll out right side, coming out of the backfield. The catch is made. Santos to the 40, down to the 30, to the 20. He'll be still on his feet, down to the end zone. And is he in? He's in. Touchdown.
Well, It was him and senior Robert Collins in a foot race again. Collins caught up to him, but Santos just refused to get down as he pulled out of the grasp of Collins and went into the end zone for his third touchdown of the evening. It is now 20-0. The Tanners over the Golden Tornado. But boy, if there's one person you have to be impressed with, it is that Robert Collins. He comes from playing center field, and as Santos breaks down along the sideline in front of us, Collins just turns on the just. I want to see those two in a dead heat sprint. I mean, it would be just unbelievable. See them go over probably 30, 40 yards and who come out the winner. Because I'm not sure. It'd probably end up in a dead tie. They both are amazingly quick.
55-yard touchdown run. That is not his longest one of the night. Here's the point after kick by D'Amato. That's up, and that is good. So it's 21-0, Peabody. And what we'll do is we'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com. Peabody 21 and Malden nothing.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Peabody getting ready to kick off to Revere after their third touchdown, first one of the second half. All three of them have been scored by senior running back Doug Santos. What a year he's having. Came in with, about 1,100 yards so far this year. Kickoff goes a line drive kick, so I think that he now has 16 touchdowns on the year. Fielded at the 20, run back by Malden out to the 33. About a 13, 14-yard return. Maybe 15 yards. Yep. And with about 7:51 to play in the third quarter, Malden will have the football.
Robert Collins is obviously Malden's go-to guy because he was the man on that return. And again, he took it with authority and just came right up the middle of the field into the pack and just challenged those guys to bring him down. And it took several Peabody Tanners to bring him down. He is a force for the Golden Tanners. He's split out now in the slot on the left-hand side.
Malden's hands off, running play. Danny Exelholm sweeping the right side. Far side right out to the 40. Second effort gets out near the 43. He's close to a first down. Let's see how far he... Let's see where they spot it. They spot at the 43. So that's a gain of about 8 yards. So it'll be second down and 2. Danny Exelholm. So that would be, 8 yards. So second down and 2, 7:43 to play, third quarter, 21-0. Peabody is leading Malden here. The Golden Tornadoes come out with a spread look. Two wideouts near side left, one far side right. Jared Martino, quarterback in the shotgun, hands off. This is Exelholm. I think it's DJ Exelholm coming near side left. Enough for the first down. Out to about the 49.
Well, I want to congratulate Endicott College's men's hockey team playing in their first Division I hockey game. They come out a winner. I believe it was 6-3 over Nichols. So congratulations to Endicott College. That continues to add new sports. They also added women's hockey. So, again, they continue to put themselves on the map. Manchester Essex is tied 7-7.
Well, looks like Gloucester had a stop, Rick, and now they've got the football back. Did you just say that?
No. I'm Tim.
Oh, I said Rick. Okay.
Yeah. Again. I'm beginning to feel, you know.
Well, here's Martino in trouble, scrambling, running, and he's got about 5 yards, 7 yards down inside the 45 to about the 43.
Big, big mistake by Martino. Now they get a late flag. And there's another flag. Well, they got the perpetrator and the guy who responded in kind. So those would be matching penalties. But Martino veered out. I don't know if he has enough of the first down because he gave himself up. He had, if he was in between the sideline and the yard indicators, and if he had simply cut back towards the 40-yard number, he'd have had the first down easily. But he went to the sideline and he got bumped. It's awful close in terms of what the spot's going to be.
So okay, matching,
it's chicken yeah. wings on Peabody and chicken wings on Walden.
So 7 minutes now remaining in the third quarter, matching unsportsmanlike calls, and both teams remain at full strength here, huh?
Yeah, there'll be no time spent in the penalty box.
Nothing in the penalty box.
And the Bruins are leading 1-0 still. Holy moly.
Bill Newell, Tim Kearns with you tonight from Peabody High School, from Coley Lee Field. Beautiful turf field here. So this should not be a second down. And two to go for Malden from the Peabody 43. They just need to get to the 41 in Peabody territory, trailing here 21-0. So Martino right up behind center now. Or is he? No, he isn't. He's back in the shotgun. Martino in the shotgun with a running back to his right side. And the handoff is to Exelholm. This is Danny Exelholm, who hits off the right side of the line for the first down, down to the 40. Well, they're being composed, is Malden. They're not reacting. They're not panicking here with 7 minutes to play in the third quarter, down by the 3 touchdowns.
Still 7-0. Gloucester has scored again as Christian Sanfilippo has scored his second touchdown of the night. The extra point failed. Gloucester leads in the third quarter, 13-0 over Beverly. I have Christian in my class, an outstanding young man. He's had a great season. He's the leading rusher for the Fishermen this year.
This is a first and 10. Exelholm, Danny Exelholm starts left, now starts back to the right side, and he's tripped up for a loss on the play. And on the stop for Peabody was Jake Doherty. They started left and came back right, and it looks like it's about a 1 yard loss for Exelholm. Second down at 11.
Watertown has come back against Linfield and scored on a 2 yard run, taking an 18-17 lead at just about the end of the third quarter. Again, Gloucester has moved ahead 13-0. Linfield has fallen behind 18-17.
Robert Green split end out right side. That's the only wide out here for this look for Malden from the 41-yard line. Second down and 11. Peabody, I think, is calling a timeout. Here they are.
Timeout on field for Peabody. That's their first in the second half.
First timeout for Peabody. We're brought to you in part tonight by Moore GMC of Danvers, serving the North Shore since 1969. Moore at 84 High Street in Danvers. Check in with General Manager Jeff Klickstein at Moore GMC. Tim, you should be checking in with Moore GMC pretty soon here, huh?
You mean the trials and tribulations of my my vehicle?
Of your vehicle, right. Not a GMC vehicle, by the way, folks.
No, its name should be left. Yeah, but it's...
No, we don't have to mention
it. It's a 2001 with 230,000+ miles on it.
Here is Danny Exelholm sweeping the left side. Start, stops. He's wrapped up and taken down. John Volani with the hit for Peabody.
Great, great play by Volani. He kept himself square. He just kept cutting off the quarterback as he tried to get to the sideline. He wouldn't let him cut upfield. And that allowed the posse to arrive behind him. He made first contact, and then the posse arrived to bring the quarterback down. Outstanding defensive play by Volani there. They've done that several times tonight during the course of the game. The Peabody defenders have stayed squared up against the Malden runners. And, again, that allows your feet to move left or right. You don't get twisted around and trip over yourself.
Tim, I've seen Peabody a number of times, and, of course, Santos is a story offensively. But you mentioned Volani, people like Doherty, DeMeo, all players that play roles for this Peabody team so that the defensive side of the football, as well as on the offense, but they all have this role here, and they've all Whatever they're doing tonight, it's working for them.
You know, it's a team game. Santos is successful because the guys up in front of him block and create the holes that he can use his talent and with his strength and speed to get through those holes, to get to the second layer and just outrun defenders. But if he can't, he doesn't have a hole to run to. It doesn't matter how good he is. You know, and your defense, if you're fundamentally sound, you don't have to have big names. I mean, you know, the best example is look at the Patriots. You know, Bill Belichick is looking at smart guys that he can teach how to play football better than are already able to do it. And they remain, most of them remain no names throughout their careers. But look at the success that Belichick has had with his teams since he took over. He has built a team. You've got Brady, but without those guys doing what they do, Tom's a lot of no numbers.
Jared Martino with the team down with a third down and a long 13 here from the 43 of Peabody. Direct snap, comes back, looks to fire way down on the right side for Exelholm. Incomplete. Defender there, Exelholm there, and the ball just overthrown a little bit.
Again, Cedric Gutierrez had the coverage behind the receiver, but you have to believe, had the receiver been able to bring that in, and that is number one for Marlden. Exelholm, if he had been able to bring that in, he had to believe that Gutierrez was going to be able to knock that out of his hands because he was right up in the air with him, and the ball just overthrown over both players.
This will be a fourth down here and about, again, 13 yards, long 13 for Marlden. And they are at the Peabody 43-yard line, so we'll see what they do here. With 5 minutes, 7 seconds to play, third quarter. Third quarter moving along a little slower than the rest of the game. Exelholm winged out to the right side. That's DJ Exelholm. Wide out far near side left. And here is the rolling out quarterback to the right side. Throw back to the left side.
Oh.
And a nice grab there by Collins down to the 20, to the 10, to the end zone. Touchdown.
What an athletic play. The ball was out in front of him. Great pass by the quarterback. And we're going to have an excessive celebration call against a player on Marlden on the sideline, went out onto the field and started jumping up and down, and he's now being spoken to by the referee, and it appears he may have been thrown out of the game, and it was number 10 Jared Martino, who's been playing quarterback tonight. He may have just been excused, and he just lost control of his emotions for the moment.
Wow.
I'm trying to square the number up. The player is now being talked to by the coach on the sideline, but the referee made through it, and of course he did it right in front of the referee, which made it all the worse.
Well, I was not watching that, and it's an unsportsmanlike call, right, against Marlden.
So did he just direct him to the sideline, or did he give him the heave?
I've got to think they just directed him to the sideline, but I did not
see
the play, yeah.
Wow. Because the referee was giving a wave sign with his hands. Well, we'll see if he gets back on the field with Malda's next possession. But what a throw to Collins. He had to reach out and control it with his right hand. He brought it in and then just turned on the Jets. I mean, what outstanding. He outraced the Peabody secondary to the end zone. And again, we talked about Collins all night long and that speed.
Josh Andrews' kick is blocked. Peabody picks it up, and they're running back the other way. And it looks, and the running back will be pushed to the sidelines and out of bounds. Okinawa picked up the loose football, and he was knocked out of bounds by a Marlden player there, and that would have been, Josh Simon.
Yeah, he caught it in the air, and he got a couple of blocks that sprung him. But Simons came down and knocked him out at about the 35-yard line. Just ran out of speed.
21-6 our score remains. 4:58 to play here in the third quarter. There's a flag down here. Let's see what this is. I don't know if it's going to matter. I don't think it is. Except they do have to mark some off the unsportsmanlike, I would think, here. Call from earlier. So that was that'll go as a 43-yard pass play from Jared Martino to Robert Collins. And that is Malden's first score, coming with 4:58 to play third quarter. Doug Santos has the three Peabody touchdowns tonight. Runs up 54 yards, 72 yards, and 55 yards in that order. One in each quarter for Doug Santos. So he's got plenty of time until his next score, if that were to continue for him. So now Malden will kick off after these penalties. So there must have been a flag, two flags here. One on the unsportsmanlike after the touchdown, and then something on the conversion attempt, which was the kick was blocked and run back by Peabody. So now they'll be kicking off, will Malden be, from their own 35-yard line. And that is Josh Andrews to kick off for Malden. So he puts the right foot of the ball, slams it high in the air, coming over midfield, fielded at the 32-yard line by Peabody High School. Okinawa up to the 40, 45, still on his feet. Look out to midfield, down to the 45, 40, 30, 20, going all the way on the kickoff return.
He got a great block from Aaron Saka as the Malden kickoff team was chasing him. He ran interference, and he just slowed himself down in front of the last possible Malden defender who could catch up to him. And he looked like a slalom skier going through the gates as he was maneuvering his way through midfield, looking for openings and dodging would-be tackles. He finally was able to bust it just at about the 45-yard line and picked up a screen of blockers to take it in. Wow. Pebble is on the board against Gloucester. It's now 13-7 in the third quarter. And Winchester is on the board against Marblehead. It is 21-7 at Marblehead.
Yeah, if you're saying Okinawa looked like a skier, a slalom skier up near midfield, he looked like a cross-country skier for the final 15 yards as he was kind of coasting his way into that end zone. Almost thought they might catch up with him, but they didn't.
Again, he had that one escort with him that just simply stood in the way, and the Malden defender actually pushed the guy, trying to get him out of the way. But it was enough to buy time for...
So D'Amato will attempt a point after kick after what I think was about a 75-yard kickoff return by Okinawa. Yep. His kick is high and up, but wide left. So the kick fails. That's their second failing kick. So it's now 27-6.
That's the same. Where are we? Manchester Essex is 13-7 of a Lowell Catholic. That's in the third.
So we have Beverly Gloucester. It's 13-7. Gloucester is leading Beverly, but Beverly has scored the game's last touchdown. They're in the third quarter of that game. We're in the third quarter here, 27-6. You know, I'm just thinking here. I've not heard from our buddy Marty. Better check my information here, see if we've heard from him. Nope, nothing from Marty, so that score must be holding up 7-0. Oops, we've got some text messages here. Third quarter, 7-0, Danvers. 34-0, Mystic at the half. Tech plays, Tech two plays in Eagle side of the 50-yard line. So this Tech is going down in the tournament here tonight as of right now. Trailing there big. 4:42 to play here. Here's Peabody's kickoff to Malden here in the third quarter, leading here by the 27-6 score. Coach Mark Betancourt's team has really turned it around after a 1-3 start in the playoffs and looking for their playoff win here tonight. Here's the kickoff. Fielded at the 21-yard line, kind of fumbled around a little bit by Exelholm. Then picked up by the Malden back and run back out over the 30 to about the 35-yard line or 36.
He
That's
almost
DJ
broke
DJ Exelholm, yeah.
Yeah, he got it. He had it hit that hole with a great burst of speed and almost broke that.
You can look at him, Tim, and say, this is a player that's just ready to bust something open. And to me, that might be the biggest credit. We were talking about the Peabody defense earlier. One of the biggest things about this Peabody team is that hasn't happened here tonight. But yep. Exelholm is really an outstanding athlete. And Coach Papagallo was talking about his team's team speed. And he has to be talking about, obviously, DJ Exelholm. First down pass, so Martino is in the game, out to the 41. Again, there was just a question whether that unsportsmanlike call was against him or not. He is number 10, as Tim was talking about, but we're not sure that was against him. We don't know that, and clearly, if it was, he was not thrown out of the game. But again, we don't know if that was Martino at all, but they did get an unsportsmanlike call after they scored their touchdown. Now, Martino has him out to the 41 on the completion, about a four-yard gain, second and six. This time they bring Abanda near side left, one wide out far side right, one running back with Martino in the backfield. And the direct snap comes back to Martino, looking left side, now scrambling left side, breaks one tackle. He's being chased down again, but he now loses the football, fumbles it. Peabody may have it at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, it's going to be one of the determined. It was a pass. He threw it forward before he hit the ground. Are they going to call him down?
Coach Papagallo, yeah, the intentional grounding is what they're calling. And that would be a break for Malden if that's what they do call. I don't know how that could be intentional grounding, though, Tim, because he was out of the pocket, right?
He's out of the pocket.
Okay, they're picking the flag up. They're picking the flag up. So it's not a fumble, so they're calling it a pass. No, they are. They're marking it down there. They're marking the ball down like it was loose there.
What he's saying is, but to inform, he didn't get the ball back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
So, but I think where the spot is they're actually calling him. It wasn't, again, it doesn't grab what they're calling. Wow. Why is it there? And the, so they just called an incomplete pass. If that's the play.
Yes, that's
the
it.
The ball's there. It's an incomplete pass. But I thought he might have called it down by contact with a four-yard loss. Oh, that's what, Beverly has just tied the game against Gloucester. Jake Berry with a, as described by Nick Cooper of the Gloucester Daily Times, a ridiculous interception, and he takes it to the house. So it's 13-13 in the third quarter. Beverly and Gloucester. So it's a new game there.
Martino throwing it away upfield, and the catch is made. Collins, another big catch at the 30, 20, 10, end zone. Robert Collins with a big touchdown reception. 58-yard.
Wow. Again, that has been a deadly combination throughout this game tonight, and they're finally making the connections. Again, Collins... He gets free. He uses his speed. He went down the middle. He ran a seam route, and then he cut it off to the sideline. And Martino hit him perfectly in stride. And once he gets the ball in his hand, Collins tucks it and just turns on those jets and just outraced the Peabody secondary into the end zone for his second touchdown of the evening. And this game suddenly is taking on a new complexion of its own. 27-12 with the extra point attempt coming. And will they go for one or two?
Two it is.
And they're going to. Two. Got caught between twos there.
Going for two, TWO. Direct snap to Martino. Fakes the handoff. He's in trouble. Scrambling left, throwing right. It's batted down and complete.
Again, big number 69 for Peabody is doing it again.
Would you say that was, what number did you say? 69? Yeah, Theodora.
Theodora, what a game he is having.
Well, it's a Friday night. It's North Shore High School football. I'm Bill Newell with Tim Kearns here in Peabody. Malden has just scored their second touchdown of the night, their second touchdown of the third quarter, but they still trail here 27-12. Doug Santos with three touchdowns for Peabody High School. Oogie Okinawa with the other one on a kickoff return of about 75 yards. That was the last pass play, about 59 yards to Robert Collins from quarterback Jared Marino. Marino can throw the football, Tim.
Boy,
I'm impressed with him.
You know, he had one bad, bad throw.
And he's a big, strong kid, too, really.
Yes, he is.
He's a sophomore, but he's 6'1", 185, and He's a solid, strong 6 foot 185.
Yeah, he's got a really good arm. He sets his feet really well. He gets his body behind the throw, and that enables him to get that ball deep downfield. When he got a guy like Collins, who can go and get it. Okinawa.
Josh Andrews with the kickoff all the way down to the 11-yard line, fielded by Peabody, run back out to the 22-yard line or so, about an 11-yard return for Okinawa.
And an outstanding tackle by number 20, Andy Tham from Walden.
Let's see, they give him the 23 on that return, on that spot, rather, for the possession here with 3:26 to go, third quarter. So Beverly went for the two-point conversion, Tim, and now they're up 15-13 in that game, huh?
Yeah, one of the Gloucester players ran into the kicker on the PAT, and so Beverly went for two, and now they've jumped out ahead. The game is getting kind of crazy there at Newell Stadium in Gloucester. Again, you can listen to us and watch that game as well. Go to msonewsports.com, click on live video streaming, and on your tablet or phone or computer or whatever you have, you can watch the Beverly Panthers and the Gloucester Fishermen battle it out.
One thing you can do is you can email us at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com, with any comments, thoughts, suggestions, or you can follow us on Twitter at MSO News Sports, MSO News Sports, or our Facebook page, MSO News Sports. Santos on the second down run out to about the 29, 2:37 to play third quarter. Peabody versus Malden here tonight, Division I MIAA tournament playoff game. Haven't really talked too much, Tim, about some of the other games taking place, but St. Mary's has a home game tomorrow at 2 in the tournament, and St. John's Prep will be hosting Everett at noon tomorrow at the campus, not far from here, up on Route 62 or off Route 62 Summer Street in Danvers. 2:08 to play third quarter. This will be a third down here in about 4 for Peabody from their 29. Quarterback hands off. Santos breaks it. 40 midfield to the opposition 40. Down to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, and he's pushed out of bounds.
And who pushed him out of bounds? Number 11, Robert Collins. What a track meet these two have put on tonight. Unbelievable. And Santos just hits the hole and runs right through the arms of would-be tacklers. It is just an amazing thing to see. He doesn't even get turned. He just runs right through them and keeps going in a straight line.
Tim, he's got to be at right now at about 300 yards, Santos, right now.
I'm going to say he's a goodly amount over that.
Yeah.
I mean, that run went for
75
yards. He was already at 238 at the half. That puts him over 3. Oh, yeah, he's well over 3, Bill.
Yeah.
And, again, it's he's so economical. He doesn't do it on that many carries.
Peabody on the, let's see, they've got a ball is placed down at the 5-yard line. Okinawa, the ball carry, getting up with a little bit of a limp, got it down to the 3, 2-yard gain.
Dimas has held Revere on downs, and they take the ball over, throw 28-yard line with about 3.5 minutes left in that particular game, Marty Smith reporting.
Last two carries, Santos has averaged 65 yards.
I'm sorry.
I'm isolating those two, but it is his last two carries.
That's just not right.
Actually, I may be off on that now that I think about it. But anyways, he has two big second-half runs of 55 and 75 yards here. A minute to play, third quarter. Peabody leading 27-12. Malden just scored. They have two touchdowns, rather, here in this third quarter. Here's Santos off the left side of the line. Gets hit, bounces off, and he'll be taken down. Bent down at about the 9. Forward progress will give him more than the 9, but they were all over Santos that time.
Yeah, number 14, Andrew Parker, and number 12, Josh Simon, were in on that tackle. A rather authoritative tackle. I think they've had their fill of Doug Santos tonight.
Well, that pushes him back to the 7, and where it'll be third and goal from the 7, a minus 2 for Santos. Matt D'Amato, the junior quarterback, 6-footer, about 180 pounds for Peabody out there. Did he just come off or is he on? He's there. Okay. And now that's a different quarterback, right? Different quarterback there. Throwing to the end zone. Tipped incomplete.
Tipped by number three.
Oh, there is
Dan Exelholm.
It is D'Amato.
Good pass, but again, Exelholm got his hand up there. The intended receiver almost brought it in, but again, off his fingertips. Oh, it was the Endicott women's hockey team that played today. The men start tomorrow.
Yeah, the men start
tomorrow. They
have
a game tomorrow against Stonehill, so if you're in the area, check out the newest D1 hockey team in the region.
Well, they're on the road tomorrow.
Oh, they're on the road.
We actually have a post on our website, which has the little story on the Endicott hockey team. So thanks for bringing that up. Good luck to them. You're right. We have a little video there of the coach who was interviewed from Endicott College. And Salem State hockey under Coach Bill O'Neill.
15-13 Beverly.
Bill O'Neill's been there for many, many years at Salem State. They are pick number two in the MASCAC, and we have that story up on the website as well. So now it's fourth down and goal for Peabody from just about the 7-yard line. Fourth down and goal, and Beverly High School leading Gloucester by 2 points in the fourth, 15-13. We're watching it live here on our little iPad here. Beverly scoring the last two touchdowns of that game to take the lead. Had it tied at 13. Peabody's slow in getting back off the bench. We're brought to you in part tonight by Honeydew Donuts. Great to have Honeydew Donuts with us for the 2015 season, and by Moore GMC, located in Danvers. Moore GMC on High Street in Danvers. So right now from the 7, man in motion, and rolling out is the quarterback, D'Amato, throwing to the right side. Santos makes the catch at the 1, but he's hit there. So he doesn't get in. Malden makes the stop. Danny Exelholm with the hit. And Peabody comes up short to the 1-yard line, just outside of the end zone. They are stopped by the Golden Tornadoes of Malden. And now Malden will start the fourth quarter, and they will be on their 1-yard line.
Well, things starting to unravel a little bit in Gloucester. They've given up 15 consecutive points to the Panthers in less than a minute, and now they have fumbled on the first play, and Beverly has recovered at the Gloucester 38-yard line. So Gloucester's going to have to stiffen up on the defense, get the ball back, and then get down the field and take that game away from the Panthers if they want to continue into this postseason tournament.
Through 3, 27-12, Peabody leading Malden.
For all that's new in kitchen cabinets, visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Malden will have the football at their own 1-yard line to start the fourth quarter. Long bomb upfield. And a great over-the-shoulder catch up at the 42-yard line by Robert Collins. Another big grab for him. This time for 40 yards. For 45-yard reception for Collins.
I'm telling you, he is... It's been the Robert Collins, Doug Santos show tonight, up and down this field. And Collins... Santos is an offensive player. Collins is a two-way player. And he has made play after play on defense, and he's chased Santos all over the field because he's the only one that can actually catch him. And he's just made spectacular plays on offense.
Martino hands off. Exelholm straight ahead run down to the Peabody 40 to the 35.
Big run. Big block between the center and right guard. Big hole for Exelholm. He was 10 yards beyond the line of scrimmage for anybody had a chance to put a hand on him. Gloucester takes over on downs against Beverly 7:51 to play. They're signing at their own 42-yard line. So it is getting to be an adventure here in there in Gloucester. So, again, watch them. Listen to us.
Danny Axelholm, the halfback, takes the handoff off the left side of the line inside the 30 to the 29. That could be a gain of about four for him. Just underway here, fourth quarter. Big pass play. Malden started this drive at their own one-yard line. And Martino hit Robert Collins for a 45-yard pass. And now they got it down to the Peabody 30-yard line. That's where they spot it. So this will be a second down and seven with 9.5 minutes to play here in the football game. Peabody is leading 27-12.
If you're listening to us and not paying attention to the Bruins, they're up 2-0. Marshawn with his second goal of the evening.
Here's Martino handing off. Exelholm breaks a tackle. Here he goes. 20, 15, into the end zone. Touchdown.
Well,
30 yards out.
It looked like he was going down, Bill. He had a stumble. He reached down and corrected himself, stood up, and it's almost as if the Peabody defense stopped anticipating him to going down, and he just shot to the far corner of the end zone. Again, the game continues to tighten up and get interesting. 27-18.
DJ Exelholm with the touchdown, 30 yards, 9:18 to play.
Gloucester's moved to the 15-yard line. A quarterback scramble and a horse collar tackle. So Gloucester is in business.
And Danvers has won.
Yep, 7-0.
Final score, Danvers 7, Revere 0. So the touchdown by Exelholm, DJ Exelholm, 9:18. Well, Marty Smith is on hand. We'll give him. We'll check in with him in a few minutes.
Gloucester has a, Bill, 4th and 9 from the Panther 14.
That kick is good. So it's 27-19. So the kick was good by Josh Andrews.
You're waiting on Marty to call?
Yeah, well, he'll probably call us in a little while. Maybe he'll grab some stuff on the field and then give us a buzz.
Okay.
15-13. Beverly leading Gloucester. Gloucester has the football. Ooh, they're threatening here, huh?
Yeah, 4th and 9 at the, where is it? From the 14.
Yeah.
They're at the Beverly 14-yard line. They're in a timeout right now. We'll see what transpires there.
I think someone has just called another timeout, looks like here. So right now we'll have the Malden kickoff. Josh Andrews to kick off to Peabody from left to right, 27-19. So this game looks a little closer now.
Might they do something crazy and just try an onside kick here with 9:18 left, trying to catch Peabody off guard?
Well, I tell you, this is one of their good athletes in Josh Andrews. So he booms it way down, pushing the defenders back. That's Okinawa fielding it at the 9-yard line, starting upfield. He's back to the 20, 25, dances outside to the 26, but he is down. The ball popped free, but he was clearly down, I think.
Yeah, he's back at the turf, and as he hit the turf, the ball popped up in the air. Malden, alertly, though, jumped on it. You don't want to take any chances of that, you know, being a fumble, and you're not the first guy on it. So, alertly, they jumped on that ball.
27-19, so an 8-point game. So this is a one-possession game here for Malden. So we got one cooking here, too, for sure.
Gloucester failed on a 4th down pass attempt. Beverly takes over at their own 14-yard line with about 3.5 to go, up by 2 points on the Fishermen. That roughing the kicker call on Beverly's second touchdown, the difference in that ball game there.
Matt D'Amato has the team out, first down at the 26-yard line. Who else but Doug Santos taking the handoff, pushing his way out to about the 31. If he has the 31, he's got 5 yards on that carry. And that's Santos or not? Yeah, Santos. Doug Santos, another 5 yard gain. Fourth quarter. Santos has not scored a touchdown here in the fourth quarter. He's had one in every other quarter here tonight. So keep an eye out for that. 27-19, 8.5 minutes to play, fourth quarter. Santos running out of the tailback spot. DeMeo, the fullback. And the give is to Santos going right side up to the 35. Hit there at the 36.
Yeah, depending upon the spot, he may have that first down. Keep that clock running. That's what Peabody offense wants to do right now. 8:17 and counting.
It's hard to tell from the spot here.
It's right at on the yard line, the marker on the far side of the field. I don't know where they put the ball. The left or right where it is. That's close.
Right now it doesn't.
He gets it by a nose.
Right now it doesn't look like he has it, but they're bringing the chains out for a measurement with 8:15 to play here in this football game. Bill Newell, Tim Kearns with you. Marty Smith up in Hawthorne, part of Danvers for the Danvers Revere game. It is enough for a first down, just enough.
Yeah, the nose of the ball, as I thought.
Doug Santos with the first down run. That doesn't hurt Peabody at all. They've got to milk the clock here a little bit, but they actually milking the clock is not what they got to do. They just got to move the football because it's an 8-point game here. So D'Amato, the junior, getting the play call from the bench, coming out from the near side. Mark Bentoncourt, the head coach at Peabody High School. Joe Papagallo, the head coach at Malden. Malden coming off the big win last week against Everett, while this Peabody team knocked off and gave Danvers a thumping right here 1 week ago. And now it's the first weekend of the playoffs. Peabody out of the I formation. DeMato the quarterback. Hands off to the tailback. Santos coming left. Near side to the 38. Breaks the tackle. 41. Out to the 45. He looks like he's just short of the first down, but we'll see where the spot is. He needed to get to the 46 for the first down. So he's got about a 9-yard gain. Santos.
He just has that unique ability to pull out of tackles and not get down. Just tremendous drive in the legs. And we're so short.
Well, they moved the chains along for a first down. Seven and a half minutes to play. Santos with two straight first downs. Runs.
Nope. Just waiting on him now.
Here we have 7 minutes, 13 seconds to play. And we have a delay here for some reason. I think the officials want the clock to move ahead a little bit up. So the clock on the field reflects the stadium time. And now with 7 minutes, we have an even 7 minutes to play. Timeout Peabody. Recapping the scoring, Doug Santos, first quarter, 54-yard run. Doug Santos, second quarter, 72-yard touchdown run. Doug Santos, third quarter, 55-yard run, was 21-0 Peabody. Then Malden came back, a 43-yard pass from Jared Martino to Robert Collins, touchdown. Kick blocked. Then a 75-yard run by Peabody's Ugi Okinawa on a kickoff return, 27-6, the kick failed. Collins pass play, 59 yards. Martino to Collins, 27-12. Pass fails on the two-point conversion. And then just a moment ago, DJ Exelholm on a 30-yard rush, and the kick was good, 27-19 the score. And here we are, an 8-point game, 27-19, 7 minutes to play. Peabody with the football at their own 46-yard line, moving right to left here in this fourth quarter. So not a lot of time left here, but plenty of time for anything.
I have my inaugural score of the night, Bill.
You do?
I do. Middleborough defeated Scituate 50-0.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that a playoff game or not?
I'm not sure, but either way.
I hope it's not.
Ooh. The Fishermen made a key third down stop on against Beverly with one first down would have probably sealed the game for them. Beverly punting unit on. Clock is ticking under 2 minutes. So the tension mounts in Gloucester.
First down. Santos takes the handoff. Goes far side right up to the full, up to midfield. Has about 5 yards for sure. He's to the 49 of Malden. And if he has the 49, it is a 5 yard gain. So it'll be second down here. 4 6-yard gain for Santos. 6.5 minutes to play. Never know with these spots at times. DeMeo seeing fullback action. Mendoza, Gutierrez, Ramos, Goggin, and Pence on that offensive line for Peabody. Again, we will check in with Marty Smith in just a few moments. Danvers beating Revere tonight, 7-0. Low-scoring game at Essex Tech tonight. And we'll have a post on that hopefully as well tonight on our website with some details on that game. Post-game comments. Here's Santos taking the hand down, 2nd and 4. But it looks like the whistles are blowing, so there'll probably be a procedure call against Peabody High School. Yep, that's it. And even 6 minutes to play here.
So Gloucester will start its last drive at its own 38 with 1:10 to go with no timeouts. So they're going to have to play sideline football here. Mike Cody's going to have to be very, very efficient at quarterback. And again, they're probably going to have to do a couple of spikes, waste some downs to kill the clock.
Well, this video is syncing up with your tweets pretty closely here now. So we're not behind on that video at all. So 5:45 to go here. 2nd and 9 for Peabody from the their 46, just for 47. Santos, tailback, straight ahead to midfield after the penalty call. So Santos will set up a 3rd down here, and kind of long, 3rd down and maybe 6 for Peabody from the ball resting right on midfield, on the midfield stripe, and they need to get down to the Malden 44. Peabody in the blue uniforms, white helmets, the navy blue, white pants. Beautiful night for North Shore High School football, the night before Halloween. Tim, do you have your costume?
I'm wearing it, Bill.
This is it?
I'm in costume every day. My looks are frightening enough.
Frightening. Wow, you're taking the lines right away from me here tonight. That's cutting me off here. Here's Santos hitting the line, bounces off, left side, turns the corner, ripped down, appears to be shy of the first down by a yard.
Yeah, Dan Esselholm caught up to him from behind. Oh, big reception here for Gloucester, and they're out of bounds. We don't have a timer on the video feed, but they're out to their own 46-yard line from their 34.
Well, all of a sudden, it got noisy there on the broadcast. Turn that down a little bit.
Where did that come from?
So this is a big decision for Peabody, and they have a 4th down here and a short 2, a long 1 from the 46. Are going for it from the 46-yard line. Santos, 1st down run to the 43. He got just enough. Little Belichickionian there, I think. Giving it to their number one running back, Doug Santos. And it bent his way over the first down stake there and down to the 42 for the first down. Just enough for the first down, a yard to spare. Exciting game in Gloucester. Live video streaming here tonight.
Yeah, they have a 4th and 1 with about 47 seconds to go. 40 seconds to go. Ooh. Now, that's where you want playoff games to go. The teams have earned their way in there. You want to see a good show.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is...
people have gotten a great show here tonight.
Yeah, this is not bad either. I'm impressed. Clearly, Doug Santos is having a great game here tonight, but the whole Peabody team, I think, has played very well because this Malden team is a good-looking football team. As you look at this team now, this is a solid team. They have some very talented people on this team. The quarterback, Martino, outstanding in our opinion, and both Exelholms are very, very good. And then you got Robert Collins at the wideout, Robert Green, and of course their line with Kelly Knox, Gear, Bouchicault and Bruneau are very solid here tonight. And so, you know, both of these teams have had some big plays. But I tell you, Martino has had some throws here tonight.
I'll tell you, Martino and Collins have just been dynamic. And Collins is one of the best players, all-around players, I have seen this entire season, Bill. Just tremendous ball play. Gloucester converted a fourth down when Beverly jumps offside. They got first and five from their 44.
It is DeMeo, the fullback, on a trap. Down the middle he goes and in for a touchdown from 42 yards out. And that is the insurance that Peabody really was looking for here.
Well, when you run Doug Santos and you run Okinawa all night long, and your fullback is just leading the way, block, block, block. You don't look at him to carry the ball, and they sprung that at the right time. What a great call by Coach Betancourt. Send your fullback right up the middle.
Marty, be right with you.
And give him the ball, and it results in 6 points for the Tierners. Wow.
Said 42 yards, right? Peabody has just scored here to make it 33-19. It was an 8-point lead until then. Now the point after kick is up, and that is good by D'Amato. And right now with us is Marty Smith. And Marty is in Danvers. And Marty, take it away. Okay, and any other final thoughts, Marty, from you?
We have some interviews with the coaches and a couple of the players that will be posted later on tonight. And it's interesting to hear the coach. They're happy with the way things went, but they know that they've got a lot of work to do regardless of whether they're playing Tewksbury or Salem next week.
All right, sounds good. Now, Marty, we have 3:25 to play, so we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks, Marty. Take care. Okay. All right, so...
Just got word that the fullback, Eric DeMille, is his second touchdown of the year. His other one was a 70-yard jaunt earlier in the year against Lynn Colossal. So, again, big-time play. Again, put some insurance on the board for the Tanners here late in the game, 3:25 to go.
And, you know, I did that game, Tim, and here's the kickoff, and it dies at the 16-yard line, grabbed there by Collins, and he runs it out to the 20, but that's it. DeMille, unofficially, I had him for a handoff earlier in the first half for a no gain, and then he gets this 42-yarder.
Well, it certainly improves your average. Limit your touch, maximize your gain.
Well, and it breaks the string of... Well, actually, the Santos string of touchdowns was broken by Okinawa in the third quarter with 4:42 left. But
we have another final, Bill. Stoneham defeats Triton tonight 35-14. So Triton is out. Linfield is out of the playoffs.
Another final. Stoneham 35-14.
Well, big play coming up in Gloucester. Can Beverly defend a couple more times against Gloucester? They're down inside near the 10.
Martino in trouble and throws it away as he was, and a flag goes down. Intentional grounding by quarterback Jared Martino, the sophomore. So,
Gloucester's at the 7-yard line with 13 seconds to go. They just threw an incomplete pass. Some of the players were looking for a interference. Oh my God. Gloucester has taken the lead with 3.8 seconds left. Mike Cody to Alex Militello. Wow.
So this has got to be the play that we're going to watch right here, Tim.
I'm sure it is. I guess I should have had a spoiler alert. What a great move, athletic move by Militello. It was up in the air. He tried to get it. He's a basketball player as well. And Coach Bill Cahill, the basketball coach, will be pleased to see he's got the spring in his steps because Gloucester is about to steal another one similar to the way that Marblehead stole it against Beverly several weeks ago at the very end of the game. They scored with 3 points second. They scored 3 seconds left in the game to steal that win from Beverly. Wow.
You're
no,
right.
3 points, 3.8 seconds left. Gloucester is
I think there was,
19-15 lead.
I think there was 3.1 seconds at Endicott College when Marblehead scored. Long drive engineered by Garrett Keough of Marblehead High School. So the ball is a third down and a forever for Malden at the six-yard line, and a timeout. Another timeout has been called here.
Wow, they went 60 yards with no timeouts in a little over 11 plays, 62 yards, 1 minute and 8 seconds. Great job by the fishermen there.
Well, you know, we trying and rightfully so give credit to Malden here tonight. We've not seen Malden this year, and again, they've looked good here tonight. But the key here is that this Peabody team has really stepped it up here the last few weeks. They've improved it.
Wow, just I'll tell you some great games around the area. Rick and Paul have certainly seen a classic here, and certainly Paul has to be beaming with pride for his former player and former coach, Tony Zerilli, now the head man there. Getting Gloucester now back into the second round of the tournament. Oh my word. And again for the Panthers to see this happen twice within the span of a month.
Oh, just an absolute killer. Martino in trouble, throws it away.
That's...
And he throws it away. And
He had a receiver somewhere within 30 yards of that ball, but...
Green was I guess, as close as anybody.
Yeah, he was about three blocks away when he...
It's like, well, he's in New York, and he threw it in New York.
Yeah.
He's somewhere in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Hey, we were both in Manhattan. How could it be intentional grounding?
Yeah, one on 6th Avenue, the next on 66th Avenue.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would have been a borderline call, but, you know.
I agree. I actually think they made the right call with the call.
I agree also.
Yeah. Here is Josh Andrews to punt in the end zone, boots it away. High punt, not a long punt, but a high punt. No return. Lands at the 35, takes a Malden roll out to the 44, 45.
Here's an amazing part of that Gloucester drive. They ran the ball most of the ads. They had two short pass. They had a short pass out of bounds to Alex Enos, and there was a spike, and then the touchdown pass. So, the fisherman definitely got it done. But, again, they still have to kick the ball to Beverly, and Beverly has some very, very dangerous return men. But Matt Madden has been out of the game for a while, as has Jordan Rodding, so they're down a couple of key players. But Coach Betancourt, Bow would never use that as an excuse. Gloucester has just made the plays here late in the game.
Beverly trying a lot of razzle-dazzle on that kickoff return. Four different people have touched the football, and they're still back inside the five. Five people, now they fumble it.
And that should be the game right there. And there it is.
Peabody takes over at the Malden 45 with 2 minutes to play. Okinawa is cut down. Might have lost 2 yards on the play. Tim, the score sheet is 2 pages here. Okay.
Oh, thanks.
Just so you know. Friday night high school football here from Peabody High School, Coley Lee Field. Special thanks. Thanks for being with us here tonight. And again, we love to hear from you. Email us at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at msonewsports or our Facebook page, msonewsports. Congratulations to the Peabody girls soccer team this week for capturing the league title. Great fall season for Peabody Athletics. And this is a run play from the 47, a 2 yard gain down to the 45 yard line. Santos with the carry. Santos helps up the defender, actually, up off the field. That would be James Knox, big senior lineman. Well, you know, this is it was an 8-point game just a moment ago, so that's a one-possession game with Peabody leading. Peabody scores on the big touchdown fullback trap to Eric DeMeo, which is now Malden has taken a timeout. It looks like they're out of timeouts. Because that was Malden that took the timeout. And so we're a minute 43 to play here.
So we've got several final scores here to give you. 19-15, Gloucester comes back and takes the win away from Beverly with the last-second touchdown. Peabody here will move on to the next round, leading 34-19. Marblehead 28-7 over Winchester. Danvers over Revere 7-0. Linfield loses to Watertown 25-17. Stoneham takes down Triton 35-14. We haven't seen a recent score from Fenwick, but they were leading 36-8. And Mystic Valley had a 28-0 lead over Lynn Tech. Are we going D there, Bill?
What do you mean?
At the end, Custer?
That'd be great. Yeah,
I can that do
works.
That.
Okay. And this is a run play. The Mayo.
Bill's changing into his track shoes to race down to the field.
Yeah.
Bruins the track shoes. They cut to 3-1 against Florida.
Friday night football down to a minute 13 to play. So Peabody moves on to next weekend. Danvers moves on to next weekend. And Gloucester moves on to next weekend.
Looks
Marblehead
like
Marblehead won too tonight, right?
Yeah, so it looks like it's going to be Gloucester at Marblehead at Piper Field next weekend.
And that's a tough one for us because there's no way to do a game for Marblehead, which is really unfortunate. So penalty against the Tanners, a five-yard penalty. There's a delay, 52 seconds to play. Ball is at the 49, fourth down here, and 14. And Peabody will punt. The snap comes back. The ball is booted high in the air, a punt. Comes down at the 33, rolls for Peabody down to the 25. Alvarez with the punt for Peabody. And now Malden will take over with 43 seconds left. Do you think the ball might be in the air here, Tim? What are the chances of that here? Jared Martino, the sophomore quarterback, as we've been mentioning, has looked impressive here tonight. He's put up 19 points, Peabody 34.
We also want to thank the PA announcer for Peabody for clarifying us on certain plays, getting the ball or not getting the ball, and also the proper pronunciation of various players' names tonight. This is my first time seeing the playlist. I always want to make sure we get the names right.
43 seconds to play. Martino, the sophomore, 6 foot, 185-pound sophomore quarterback with three receivers near side right. Shotgun, waits, now fires way downfield, incomplete. The home run ball to Exelholm. Incomplete pass, two defenders, Exelholm just running straight down the field. That was a kind of a street football play right there. I'm just going to go straight down and beat you.
I'll meet you at the car.
Get
down to the third car.
Just try to get down to the
corner. I'll throw it
down to the cul-de-sac.
Exactly. Oh yeah, the good old days. Get down to the light pole. Wait for the throw. I don't think kids do that anymore.
Yeah. Just lucky there wasn't a car coming the other way for the Golden Tornadoes on that one. So it's second down and 10 from their own 25. 35 seconds to play.
Well, they said you can run down to the red light, and I'll throw it to you. The red light turns out to be a bus to Boston.
Martino in trouble. Here comes their defense, and he's not going to get it off. He goes out of bounds at the 21.
We're both laughing at a parent who's sitting out the window, cheering her tears on.
Some people Not a lot of people have made their way to the exits, and certainly that mom hasn't.
No, she's gonna get her money's worth.
I'm staying for one more sack from my little baby. Not a little baby anymore. Wow.
No.
26 seconds to play. We are always the last game to finish, Tim. I just don't. Why is that the case? These other games are always
us.
Marty could be sitting at home now, but we're going to hook up with him afterwards here. But
yeah, I know.
I feel bad for him. But here's Martino rolling right side, throwing up field, and the catch is made at the 35-yard line. And it is
number 12 from Marlon was sitting in the middle.
Joshua Simon, yeah. So Simon just sitting alone there. You're right.
He was sitting like 15 yards down the field waving for the quarterback. Hey, give me the ball. And Martino finally saw him. I think he was trying to look deep.
Martino spikes it right there to stop the clock with 8 seconds to play. It was a first down for Malden, so they'll have a second down here in 10.
Just a reminder, it's all patient.
Well, Bill, we haven't. Is Salem playing tomorrow? Because we have listed tonight.
No, that's the one. We talked about that earlier. They're playing tomorrow afternoon. Now, it's interesting. The Globe picks Salem to win that game tomorrow. Seriously, you look in your Globe in that page.
Really?
Yes.
Tewksbury's been one of the dominant teams.
Here's a throw off to the right side, and it's picked off by Peabody High School. And the running back is taken down at the 20-yard line. An interception.
Number 20, Frank Falco, with the interception, steps in front of number 12, Joshua Simon. And again, that is going to do it.
All right, we'll step aside. Tim will be back with our recap just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com. The final, 34-19, Peabody knocks off Malden.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts. The only way to go.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613. Stop in at 268 Rantoul Street or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
All right, I'm Tim Kearns. We're back with the wrap-up. Bill is going down onto the field to get some post-game comments from both coaches, and those will be up and posted in not too distant a future, like later tonight, and they'll be available all day. They'll be archived as well later on, but certainly Bill has some up-to-date take on tonight's action, which ended up in a 34-19 victory for the Peabody Cannons over the Molden Tornadoes. We can see the Molden coach talking to his players out on the field right now. And again, Molden played hard. Again, Peabody just had the one weapon that only Peabody has, and that is Doug Santos. Let's look at some of the other scores from around the area before we do a wrap-up of this one. Gloucester came back in the final seconds, is scoring with 3.8 seconds left to take a win away from Beverly, 19-15, after Beverly had jumped ahead 15-13 with 15 unanswered points in a span of about 50 seconds. A roughing the kicker call on the second touchdown's extra point attempt gave Beverly new life, and they used it to score 2 points and take the lead. But Gloucester, with less than a minute left and a little over a minute and no timeouts, went 64 yards and scored the winning touchdown. Marblehead 28-7 over Winchester. So Gloucester will again, as we said before, travel to Marblehead for that game next Friday night. Danvers 7-0 over Revere. A great season for Lou Ciccatelli's Patriots, and again another Northeast Conference team that is on the rise. Linfield again will not repeat as Division 4 or 5 champions as they fell to Watertown number 6 25-17. Triton saw its dreams dash to 35-14, lost to Stoneham. Fennec continued to cruise again. We apologize, we don't have any later score than 36-8, but I couldn't see Sean Sheen coming back against the Fennec Crusaders. Mystic Valley had a 28-0 lead over Lynn Tech, and that's the loss we saw from that score as well. And Manchester Essex was leading Lowell Catholic 13-7 in the third quarter, but that is the last score we had here. In terms of scoring in tonight's game, of course, Doug Santos opened it up in the first quarter at 5-11 with the 54-yard jaunt. The kick failed. Peabody led 6-0. 1:29 left in the second quarter. 72 yards by Doug Santos, number two on the day. Okinawa with the two-point conversion, 14-0. Peabody in the third quarter. That's the way it was at the half. In the third quarter with 7:57 mark, 55 yards. Doug Santos, point after good, 21-0 Peabody. But Marlden got back into the game at 4:58 of the third quarter. 43 yards, Robert Collins from Jared Martino. The kick was blocked, 21-6 Peabody. Later in the third, 75-yard run to Okinawa. The kick failed, 27-6 Peabody, with 3:32 in the third quarter. Third quarter was a very busy time for scores. 54 yards, Martino to Robert Collins. Again, the pass failed on the extra attempt, 27-12. In the fourth quarter, 9:18, 30 yards, DJ Exelholm. The kick was good from Josh Andrews, 27-19. Peabody, the game was getting close. And then finally, with 3:20 left to go in the game, fullback Eric DeMaio, 42-yard trap up the middle. Put Peabody ahead 34-19, and that's the way the score ended. So, we'll wrap it up here from Peabody tonight. And again, we want to thank the Peabody administration, Mr. Phil Sheridan, off to my right. There he is, giving the wave. We'd show it to you, but we don't have a camera tonight. And and so they will be on the road once again. And, Coach, who do you guys get now? Who do you get to play?
Winner of St. John's Everett.
Oh, so there's a tidy little gift. Either the winner of the St. John's Everett game, which will go off tomorrow, and which certain people in the globe are picking Everett to win once again, as they already scored a 7-0 record against the Eagles in playoffs. But that will be an interesting game. You know, both teams will be fired up. St. John's got the better of Everett earlier in the season, so there's going to be some heads banging out there. So for Bill Newell, Marty Smith, who called in, Rick Moore, and all the crew, Bill Papowski, I'm Tim Kearns. Thanking you for listening tonight, and we'll be back next week with more MIAA playoff action. Good night.